Put on your caveman blue because it's time for the Caveman Corner, where we talk football with the young men and their coaches who carry their colors onto the gridiron every Friday night. It's all brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza. Now let's head to the Beacon Drive Abby's with Chuck Benson.
Welcome to Caveman Football, a presentation of Branch Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Branch Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them next opportunity you have. Now, let's go to the game with Chuck Benson.
Welcome, everyone. We are here at Mel Ingram Field. Big game coming up tonight, folks. And the strangest thing, there's some color in the trees. Fall is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. And the weather? Well, it's fall weather. Even some rain in the forecast much later tonight will not interfere with the football game. In the meantime, it's going to be just mostly pleasant here and mostly exciting as the Grants Pass Cavemen take on the Liberty Falcons here in a pretty significant non-conference game. We'll talk about that when we come back right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, both teams on the field right now taking their warm-up tosses, gave in their home blues with the white helmets and their traveling whites for the Falcons tonight with a light blue helmets. I want to say pastel, but pastel is not really a football color. But both teams on the field right now taking their warm-ups. What makes this a big game if it's a non-conference game? Liberty's pretty highly regarded statewide. And something else has made the Cavemen probably stand out a little more statewide is a score from last night in which Sprague beat South Medford. That was expected. The outcome was expected, not the margin of victory, though. Only 4 points, 24-28. South lost to Sprague, who was really highly regarded, in fact, ranked seventh in the state by the coaches. So, looking at that, with Grants Pass's win over South Medford, we'll see what happens tonight and next week. Once again, eyes right here on Mel Ingram Field. Listen, we'll be back with the word from head coach Brad Page right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Time now for word from head coach Brad Page, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And, Coach, big challenge lies just ahead, but I've got to go back to that South Medford game, first of all, and that's usually what I do here. But we've talked about your explosive offense, and it is exciting and fun to watch. But in that South Medford game, we think we need to talk about
defense. Well, you made some stops.
Yeah. I mean, some big stops. Our defense saved us there. I mean, we have a goal, and you know this. I've said this forever, but we have a goal to score a touchdown every quarter. And even though we scored, I don't know, 42 points, we still didn't score in the second quarter. And that, with us receiving the ball in the first half and South Medford about to score in the red zone there at the end of the second quarter, could have been very problematic for us. We could have gone down by two scores in a couple possessions, but our defense made a huge stop right at the end of the first half. We got an interception, and then they went three and out, forced them to pass a couple times right out the gate after halftime, and from there we were able to pull away. And so huge, huge stops against a really good running team. And you can look at the stats and say, oh, they put up 200 yards. And yeah, well, that, we knew they were going to run every single play pretty much. And we wanted them to pass. And so, yeah, super proud of our defense and the progress that they're making.
Was that the best game that you've executed so far, both offensively and defensively?
I definitely felt like we had the momentum in our favor for most of the game. I think that second quarter was a little hairy, and so we got to clean that up. But, yeah, I mean, it did kind of feel like we had a couple score lead or 10-point lead more or less the whole game, and they'd kind of make a run, and you know, but I felt like we could trust each other both sides. We had a decision to punt or go for it on a fourth and long, and we trusted that our defense was doing a good job, so we were able to do that and pin them deep and kind of play together. And so, yeah, I definitely think that we're progressing at the right pace.
Well, from a novice's standpoint, looking down from the press box, take the second quarter out, and it looks like South Medford was just not quite on their game all night long, other than that second quarter.
Yeah.
Just a little bit out of sync.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, they're down a player and whatnot. I mean, I think that, you know, teams compare us to last year a lot and think that, you know, they don't necessarily take us seriously, and that's understandable. But, yeah, I mean, I think that we just kind of knew we had some things that could work on both sides of the ball and on special teams, and I thought we did a good job executing.
Well, are the teams going to take you seriously now?
We'll see. I don't know. You know, and that we don't want to get ahead of ourselves because we have Liberty, who's out of conference from up north, and then we have probably the two hardest games on our schedule back-to-back with Sprague and Sheldon. So we have our work cut out for us, and so we know we have a lot to do. But we also are definitely playing with a chip on our shoulder. We want to be proved. You know, we want to prove ourselves, and you know, the best way to do that is go and win these next few games. So.
Okay. All right. Certainly acknowledging that you're facing the toughest part of your schedule, ranked 11th. And then we take on Sprague and Sheldon. Sprague here, Sheldon up there. We'll talk about, first of all, the Falcons of Liberty High School when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue, and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Falcons out of Liberty High School, Coach. I've not been able to find out much about them. I hear they run a lot, and we're talking, what, a single wing?
Yeah. Yeah, that seems to be kind of the trend in that conference up in Hillsboro area. I think they have a new head coach this year, but a lot of similar things from last year when we played them in the playoffs. And so we went up there and the sideways rain, as we seem to always do the past couple of years for the playoffs. And we gave the game away in the last couple minutes and threw an interception, and they ended up winning by four when we were ahead by three. And so, yeah, I think our players have had this matchup circled on their calendars ever since it was released, the schedule was released. And so, yeah, we'll see some heavy run attack. And then, you know, this is high school football where our defense is playing an air raid team in South Salem, a pro style team in South Medford, and then you get a single wing run heavy team in Liberty. So you got to completely prepare for any kind of scheme, which is what makes it fun. But yeah, I think offensively we have some things that can work, and I think that we gotta start fast. But Liberty is, you know, kind of a question mark because they're not in our conference, and so they're ranked pretty high. And so I'll be curious to see how good they really are.
Well, that's my next question. If they're ranked 11th on the OSAA power rankings, and that's a mathematical formula, but they're 3-2, and I look at the scores and I keep scratching my head. did they deserve that 11th, number 11th ranking?
I think it's hard to tell. I mean, yeah, the RPI ranking seems to be real tricky to figure out, and it kind of makes sense at the end of the year, and I think they get it pretty accurate when we get to playoffs. But
that's at the end of the year.
I know. Yeah. The Cauley ranking, you know, has us at 11th, and so the RPI has us much lower, and I know it's a lot of based off strength of schedule and all that stuff, but yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say, and I think it'll be a good matchup and a good way, you know, for us to prove ourselves against a higher ranked team, and I think that, you know, the best way we can prove that is just go out and play football.
Coach, this year I've seen you come in with almost supreme confidence going into every game, and I don't know if that's for a lot of hard work or if it's accurate or if you're a good actor.
I think we all get nervous before a game, but I think the preparation is what, you know, there's a quote that I've been referencing a lot this year, is just, if you're prepared, you won't fear. And so we feel very prepared. We put in all this stuff in the off season, and we have a lot of plays and scheme in our arsenal, and we have weapons and depth in our arsenal to go and attack, and we don't have to kind of change everything and be real gimmicky like we felt like we might have to last year, which is because we lack so much depth. So this year, I think we just, you know, we know who we are, and we know that we have stuff that can work. We know some weeks, hey, this stuff might not work as well, and it's just enables us to focus more on repetition throughout the week, and even if we get banged up, we got guys that are ready to go.
Talking about this team with a single wing and a couple of running backs, about three running backs that I'm aware of, this is a team that wants to run, that likes to run. South Medford liked to run, a little bit different scheme coming into that. Mm-hmm. So do we just need to accomplish the same things as you did against South Medford?
Yeah, I think that's exactly our nature of our team right now. You know, we want to go and be explosive on offense. We need our defense to force some turnovers, make some stops. But we don't need to get in a grind it out, you know, 7-3 type of game. You know, we want to go and score a lot, and that's where we feel like we're going to pull away from teams in the second half if we do that. Our you know, athleticism and being in good shape and just the way that, you know, our skill levels are set and the way we've built this team, we want to go and we want teams to try to keep up with us, basically.
Do they have an Achilles heel you can exploit?
I think so. I think there, you know, there's some things that we can definitely attack on offense. And the nice thing is we have six really good skill weapons, and we have a really good line. And so there's different things I think that we can attack on offense. And I think that, you know, we'll still find ways to be balanced. You know, we don't ever want to become one-dimensional. And so that's what we need to do. And then, like I said, defensively, we just got to come up with a few stops, stuff to run, and force some punts. And if we can get some takeaways, you know, a fumble here, an interception here, like, that really goes a long way for us.
All right, you mentioned your line, and I always ask about who's going to control the line of scrimmage. And for the most part, it's been a pretty even battle all season long. Are you happy with the way the line is performing, both offensively and now defensively too?
Yeah, I think we have some guys who have really stepped up leadership-wise on offensive line. I've been really impressed with Ashton King. Braden Carlson, unfortunately, is going to be out this game. He's been one who's really helped us out. But Ashton King, Alex Lingo, Leo Hucker, they have been so consistent, especially the past couple weeks, of just, you know, they've got all, each of them has had some sort of injury or nagging thing that's just, you know, weighing on them, and they still find a way to come and give us a great week of practice and go all four quarters, and they have to play a ton of reps. And so I think that's huge, and we're getting more and more depth with our younger guys there to kind of fill in some of the cracks. And there's some other guys I'm leaving out too, but I've been really impressed with that. And defensive line, I think Connor Johnson's done an awesome job. He also plays tight end for us, so he blocks a lot too. And then, I mean, Johnny Robertson, there's some other guys, you know, I think that we have guys that are stepping up, and I think they're also finding their identity and finding a lot of confidence right now.
All right, you mentioned Braden is out. I suspect an injury. Is that the case? How is the young man?
Yeah, he's good. You know, he's got his bell rung. And when it comes to any kind of head stuff, we want to be extra cautious. These are kids. These are, you know, we got to make sure their health is taken care of first. And so he's gotten checked out. He's going to get checked out and reevaluated again on Monday. And so I'm assuming he'll be going through the concussion protocol timeline with that. And so obviously a big bummer for him, but I'm glad that he was aware enough to come and tell us coaches in practice on Tuesday, after practice on Tuesday, because it happened right at the end of practice. And it's unfortunate because he's a huge part of our our line on both sides, but overall, you know, we want to make sure he's healthy.
Something that we haven't talked about very often and probably should more is the care that you take of these young men, and in certainly what is the protocol on the field or in game time. Do you used to have a doctor on the sidelines. Is that still the case, or just a trainer?
We have a trainer. We have a trainer who does a good job of being aware of that and is always ready to go. At our practices, at our games, and then we have good doctors that we tend to use a lot and help, and so we just want to make sure we're cautious if there's ever any question, especially when it comes to head injuries or things like that. We want to make sure that they're overly cautious and make sure we, kid safety first above anything.
All right. Well, Coach, we're just minutes away from getting after the Falcons here, so I want to wish you the best of luck. What one thing do you want to have happen that guarantees you a win tonight?
Oh, man, that's a good question. One thing, I think that if we can establish the run game, that's going to help open everything else up for this team. I know that we can pass versus them, but if we start demoralizing them with the run game, I think that that's going to kind of help kill their spirit a little bit, and that's going to put the momentum in our factor, in our way.
So Powers and Burr are going to have a big call tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Like every week.
All right, Coach. Listen, thank you very much. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Time now for the starting lineup. Courtesy of Farmers Building Supply, grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply, and a salute to Farmers, longtime KJO sports sponsor here. We appreciate them very much. On defense, starting for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight, number 74, Elijah Hernandez. Defensive ends, number 1, Tim Hart, and number 18, Connor Johnstone. Defensive tackle, Johnny Robertson, number 61, getting the start tonight. The corners are number 17, Hayden Chase, and number 12, Zach Duchesne. The linebackers, number 14, Parker Howe, and number 27, Ashton Park. The nickelback, number 2, Braden Reese, and the safeties, number 4, Kingston Connolly, and number 3, Nate Bassett. We'll be back with the starting offense for you right after this word from Farmers.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Starting offense for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight at center. Number 55 is Alex Lingo. The guards, number 77, Leo Huckert, and number 72, Elijah Parker. The tackles, number 74, Elijah Hernandez, and number 78, Ashton King. The tight end, number 18, Connor Johnstone. The receivers, number 1, Tim Hart, number 25, Brevik Hill, and number 6, Isaac Johnson. The running back, number 21, Trayton Powers. And the quarterback, number 16, is Jordan Rosetta. That's tonight's lineup, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And one thing, let's go to right now, Zach Morgan, during the interview with head coach Page, and we record that early because obviously Coach Page is a little busy right now. We mentioned that the Falcons come in here ranked 11th. Well, following last night's scores that came in, including the score that we mentioned earlier with South Medford losing to Sprigg, every time those scores come in to the OSAA headquarters, they rerun the formulas, and it's all done by computer, and it comes up. Instead of being ranked 11th, this Falcon team is ranked 17th, and I think that's a little more realistic coming into the night's contest.
Yeah, I think I think Coach Page kind of hit it on the nail on the head. Somehow, by the end of the year, you know, they always the rankings end up being somewhat close.
By the end of the year, it's close.
Yes, it does a pretty good job of getting it close. You know, I think there's some irregularities to it, like anything else, any other system we've seen in college football as well. You know, with them going to the college football playoff now and so on. So I think there's I think the 17 is probably a little bit more accurate, especially if you look at their schedule, you look at their record, but. On the flip side of that, the Cavemen are 4-1, and everybody around the state would say, well, the Cavemen's overall strength of schedule is terrible if you really look at who they've played, the record, that other teams have. And so, that's why the kids strap it up every Friday night, and I think it'll be, I don't think, just from my personal relationships with a few of the kids, from the baseball team, I don't think the kids even look at those OSA rankings, to be honest with you. I think Coach Page was also correct when, I think some of these kids have this game circled from last year, because I think they truly thought that they should have won that football game up there at Liberty last year in the playoffs, and I would agree with them. And so I think that this one's been circled for them for a while, and so I think there's a little bit of chip on their shoulders to kind of, come out and prove a point this year.
Let's give you an example of what we're talking about when we're talking about those OSA rankings. Grants Pass is third in conference right now with a 4-1 record. Behind Sprague and Sheldon. South Medford has a 3-3 record, and they're ranked one above us at 18th. Now, North Medford is 2-3 and is ranked 10th. So draw from that what you may. In the coaches' poll, Sheldon is ranked 6th and Sprague is 7th. South Medford got enough votes to be considered 12th, and we know that's going by the wayside, so they are certainly not 12th any longer. So that's that situation. Now let's deal with tonight. We talked with head coach Page about defense. From what we've seen and from what we know about these Falcons, this could be almost a replay of last Friday night at Spiegelberg Stadium.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a run-heavy team. It's another, like Coach Page was talking about, it's another run-heavy team that the Cavemen have to figure out how to make them throw the football. And I think the Cavemen did a very good job in the halftime adjustments last week, because coming out of halftime, they got a couple stops back-to-back. They got, they got it right away that they were making a change, and South Medford couldn't, because South Medford couldn't throw the football. And I think that's what you're going to have to do this week to this Falcons team, is you're going to have to force them to throw the football to get out of their rhythm, because a run-heavy team, if you let the offensive line get in rhythm, you let the running backs get comfortable with making cuts, knowing what they're looking for, that becomes a very dangerous team that can get in a very, very, very dangerous rhythm. And so I think the Cavemen – like Coach Page said, you're going to give up yards against a run-heavy team. It's can you keep it under 300? Because that's what, high school football is kind of what you average is around 300 yards. So, yeah, you're going to give up a whole bunch of rushing yards tonight. But can you have that bend but don't break? Get a couple stops when you need it. And our offense just needs to keep ticking like it has been.
Yeah, if those yards are generated between the 20s, it doesn't
matter at all.
Home field advantage, and Grants Pass seems to have one here at Mel Ingram Field, and this was just really not pointed out to me, but I'm seeing some things along the sidelines that made me bring it up. Of course, the Grants Pass High Marching Band is on the field in all the regalia, looking as regal as possible, of course, getting ready for their Pride of the Northwest competition for the bands all weekend long coming up here beginning tomorrow. And there is no track around this field. That means that fans are real close to them, and we have a good showing of fans tonight. Usually we have a bigger showing of fans than most of the venues that we play in, and the fans are right on top of the football field. Now, when the Falcons came out, I saw a lot of helmets come off and a lot of rubbernecking and cranes looking around, taking in what is transpiring before them here as we get ready for this football game. And the Cavemen have yet to come out, and they're almost a little late right now, and that's just something that we're looking at right now. In the meantime, though, we're still talking about the keys to today's game. We'll have more of those keys when we come back right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
I was kind of surprised when head coach Page said key to his victory tonight is he wants to see a lot of yards on the ground for Mr. Powers and Mr. Berg.
Yeah, I think by him saying that, what he's wanting to accomplish is the play-action passing game is a huge part of especially a young quarterback. It could be a very helpful tool for a young quarterback because if you can suck in a linebacker, suck in a safety, get them to take one false step towards the line of scrimmage, especially with how fast, you know, Isaac Johnson, Brevik Hill, Tim Hart, even Connor Johnson at the tight end position, as quick as those guys are, if you give them that one false step towards them, they're gone. And I think we're seeing that. And so if you can establish the rushing game for the Cavemen, it just opens up the whole playbook more for the Cavemen. And, I mean, frankly, right now, Powers is running the ball so well that getting him as many touches as possible, both in the passing game and the rushing game, is huge success for what the Cavemen are trying to accomplish.
One footnote, Mr. Powers did not gain 100 yards last Friday night. I think 99, something like that. It was really close, but I think he's been over 100 yards in all of the games prior to that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, something to take into consideration there, too, is the way that Coach Page is using our two running backs out of the backfield as well. They have that couple wheel passes that we've seen quite a bit. So I think I would imagine – I didn't look and see – I can't even remember if he caught a pass, but I'm pretty sure he probably caught at least one pass. So all-purpose yards, he was definitely over 100, which I think is kind of hit their goal with him every week. But, you know, kind of going back quickly to touch base with you on the fans and the travel and that part of the Mel Ingram experience for teams that come out here. This is one of the few fields in the state of Oregon that there's not a track surrounding the field. And so when we go other places, there's a track. You're very much farther away. And so
fans are right on top of you.
They're right on top of you. They're loud. And this is an overwhelming place to be. And teams from Portland typically don't travel south very well because they don't have to very often. So with those few pieces involved and then a high-powered offense on top of that, it's a dangerous Caveman team.
And the Cavemen team have just come out. They're still in the north end zone right now behind the big banner with a corridor band and rally laid out in front of them. And they've just broken through carrying the Caveman flag. And, of course, Old Glory there, too, streaming along. And the band strikes up the fight song. It is fall weather here at Mel Ingram Field. It's football season, folks. Get ready for a good one. This promises to be as exciting a football game as you probably heard here in a long, long time. Longtime fans, we certainly appreciate you. We've got one special fan out there tonight, too.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, Dwayne and Margaret Holland listen to us every week, and it happens to be Dwayne's birthday today. He's a GP alumni, graduated in 64, and happened to play football for the Cavemen.
Go, Dwayne. Hey, happy birthday. Thank you for joining us here on KAJO Radio. Glad you've chosen to stay right here for Caveman football. We'll bring it to you as best we possibly can. Band is leaving the field right now. The captains are getting ready to meet at the center of the field while we continue to bring you the color and pageantry of Caveman football here as the fall weather is upon us. The sun is down right now. The lights are on. Some fans still coming into the field tonight. Of course, if you've got those reserved seats, you don't have to be here early. You can come in and sit right down and be ready to go. So that's what we're looking at here tonight. Caveman football meeting with the Falcons of Liberty High School on the big blue GP in the center of the field right now. Coin toss is happening as we speak. We'll be right back here next Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Sprague will be in town. the Sprague Olympians. That promises to be a significant game. So mark that one on your calendar. Also, next Friday night, we won't be here on KAJO. We'll move over to our sister station, KLDR, because of a duck football game that we're contractually obligated to put on this radio station. So mark that as a programming note. Next Friday night, we'll be on KLDR 98.3 FM, KLDR.com. Just to keep you in the right spot, Dwayne, we don't want to lose you when we change radio stations. We want you right there with us. The warm-up clock's about ready to expire, so we're running just a little behind schedule tonight. We will remind you that you are listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass, 99.7 FM, 1270 AM, and heard anywhere in the world on KAJO.com. Where's the furthest you figure we've ever been heard? Any thoughts?
It's got to be overseas somewhere with the
Thailand.
Radio.
Thailand's a
Thailand? Little Thailand? Jeez.
And I think some people were on a fishing trip over there and had to go out up on top of the hotel to find the internet signal.
I think they came in, won the toss, and are actually taking the football.
They want to score first.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if they can put that running team down quickly, that just puts them in a bigger hole. 12 minutes showing on the clock. We're just about ready to get this one underway. The Cavemen will be traveling from A Street towards the Commons. That's going south to north across your radio dial tonight. Chuck and Zach here in the press box, ready to bring it all for you. Oh, duck football? Yeah, that's tomorrow. I think the pregame gets underway about 2:30. Let's see, who is that opponent again? Anybody ever hear of Ohio State? Number 2 against number 3 in Autzen Stadium? Yeah, I bet there'll be a stream of traffic going north on I-5 tomorrow. Cavemen are deploying their troops right now.
Yeah, and also I hear Clay talking about it. I'd like to talk about it real quick on the radio. There was a local referee, umpire. He was a big-time asset in the Rogue Valley. His name was Cecil Felkins. He passed away last week after a fight with cancer. He was got to know him really well in the baseball world. He umpired for the Rogues over there in Medford a lot. And, you know, kind of just wanted to reach out to that family and, you know, going through something like that, similar with my dad, not cancer, but losing somebody is never easy, especially at a younger age. So,
didn't know the gentleman personally, but aware of him, and certainly have seen him on the field.
Absolutely. No, he's a huge part of the Rogue Valley Umpires Association, a huge part of the reffing world in Rogue Valley, and he will definitely be missed.
Falcons are ready to tee the football up. Okay, kicker is standing there with the official. Official still holding the football. Scoreboard is set. Johnson and Powers back deep for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball is being teed up now on the 40-yard line as their kicker backs up. They had about a 5-yard drop. A little shorter approach than we normally see. There's the whistle marking the ball for play. Get close to your radios, folks. And the kick is in the air. Short kick comes down about the 37-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen on their own 37. Obviously no run back. They immediately down the ball and fell on it.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird, just like onside squib kick, like a mix in between. It went about 15 yards, 20 yards. And I don't know, it's kind of a weird thing to see your first kick of the game.
Cavemen up on the line of scrimmage quickly. Trips in a triangle left to the right-hand side. A single receiver out of the pistol for Mr. Rosetta. Powers is the tailback. First snap from center. Two-step drop. Passes away left-hand side to Powers. And he's hit and dropped immediately. May have lost some yards. He's back on about the 32-yard line. Looks like a loss of 5.
Yeah, they tried to run just a little swing pass out of the backfield to Powers. And the outside linebacker was not fooled and came right up on the line of scrimmage and made the tackle.
So they're aware of Powers. Split left. 2 men split to the right-hand side. On Mellon's line, the left-hand side down for the Grants Pass came in. There's the snap. And they give to Powers. Comes to the right-hand side. Avoids one tackle, gets back almost to the regular line of scrimmage. It'll be a gain of about 4 this time as he gets to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, it brings up 3rd and long for the Cavemen.
Up the line of scrimmage that quickly. 2 men split left, 2 men split to the right-hand side. 4 receivers out for Rosetta in the shotgun. Brings Powers up to his left shoulder. That's the wide side of the field. There's the snap. in the pocket, passes away left-hand side. It's complete out to about the 45-yard line. It'll be short of the line to gain. So it'll be a gain of about 8 to Brevik Hill.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Page is going to tempo and go quick and try to go for it here on fourth down.
Up the line of scrimmage, two split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Falcons show blitz, then they back out of it. They've got at least four down linemen, and suddenly things slow down as the Cavemen turn, look to the side. All right, Coach, what do you want us to do? He says, well, score, first of all.
He's trying to figure out what he wanted. I think he was trying to debate between a timeout or a play call.
Fourth down and short. Passes away to left-hand side. It's complete first down. Yardage at midfield. Puts out of bounds on about the 46-yard line.
Yeah,
so gain of 7.
Good play design there. He actually motioned Powers to the trips, left Tim Hart on the boundary by himself, and he just ran a little 4 or 5 yard hitch route right to the first down marker. Got it.
Came in on the line of scrimmage, split right. Two men split the left-hand side. There's the snap. The pass again to the flat left-hand side. Man bulls ahead. Positive yardage this time for about 6 yards. Gets about to the 41.
Yeah, I think that's going to be key for the Cavemen. Obviously, we know the tempo is what works for the Cavemen, but positive yards on first down and limiting penalties.
Something is wrong with the flags here on the side, and the official just looked over and saw the line marker at the wrong spot. They're moving it now to up to the 41-yard line. It was back on the 48.
Yeah, the box didn't move and stayed at the first down.
All right, split right. 2 minutes split, stacked left to the left-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. Man comes in motion left to right. Cuts up field. Two-step drop again by Rosetta. Going deep, and he's got a man wide open and over the outstretched hands of the intended receiver. Number 4, Kingston Connolly, going down the field at wide open. Nobody near him. Just missed.
It was actually Isaac Johnson. So the safety got caught looking in the middle of the field, and that's where what we just talked about, the play action pass. The safety dove at the play action pass part, or the play action fake, and Johnson was wide open. It was a great ball, but Rosetta Johnson just dropped it.
2 minutes put to the right hand side, one to the left hand side. Now they'll bring the man to motion on the right hand side. That's Johnstone moving over to the other tight end. Give to Powers. Powers puts his head down a little juke step and gets across the 40 down to about the 39, a gain of 2.
Yeah, so far on the couple run plays we've seen from the Cavemen, the line of scrimmage for the Liberty defensive line, their defensive linemen are fairly big, and so they're getting quite a push for the Cavemen. So I think you're going to see a lot of running outside the tackles, I believe, and then the play action pass on top of that.
Up the line of scrimmage here, the Cavemen, everybody in tight. Up under center this time for Rosetta with the fourth down and 2 to go. They give to Powers off the right tackle. He's got some running room. First down yardage down to about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, so they showed something there. We haven't seen the Cavemen. Rosetta goes under center. They actually bring Parker Howen as one of the running backs, which sets up a fake later in the season. But they had 3 running backs behind Rosetta in under center, and they just run a power play to Powers for the first down.
First down and 10 from the 32-yard line is where it's marked. Split right, trips down a triangle to the left-hand side out of the pistol for Rosetta. Rosetta takes a snap, looks left, passes away left-hand side. It's deflected, incomplete. Four of 6 throwing the football for Jordan so far tonight. 8:39 showing on the clock. We're in the first period. First offensive possession for anybody tonight, and the Cavemen are driving second down and 10 now from the 32-yard line of the Falcons. 2 men split to the left-hand side. Slot left moves over to the right-hand side now. That's Johnson, the tight end. 1 man split to the right-hand side, and they give to Powers. Powers off right tackle. Gets across the 30 down to about the 28, 29-yard line. So a gain of about 3.
And a good job there by Berg to get up the line of scrimmage. That Liberty defensive line right now is very impressive so far. They're definitely winning the line of scrimmage. As far as the pressure goes, the Cavemen are going to have to loosen that up with the passing game.
2 men split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Third down on about 7. Rosetta wants to throw. Passes the way left-hand side. It's low. Didn't see a completion sign. Yeah, don't think it was.
They're going to give it to him.
They did complete it.
But it was only about a 2-yard pass. So it still brings up fourth down for the Cavemen. This is 3 fourth downs in a row for the Cavemen.
So fourth down and a long 3, a short 4, and Cavemen looking to the sideline, see what Coach Page says. 7:42 is says on the clock. First period score. 2 minute split to the right hand side, one to the left hand side. Rosetta and the shotgun. There is the snap. Looks down the field, gets the pass away, looking for the end zone, and Withson is just overthrown, incomplete. So the Cavemen will give up the football deep in Falcon territory.
Yeah, and he had, Brevik Hill there on the corner route that they love to connect on, but he actually overthrew it and just missed.
All right, now we'll try to pick up as much information as we possibly can. The quarterback, we believe, is number 12, Dallas Ochoa, 6-foot, 160-pound junior. That doesn't look like that. So Ochoa, the quarterback, I believe that's number 20, the tailback. That should be Perry. There's the snap, the pitch to Perry, the right-hand side. Student body going to the right-hand side. Hit and dropped on the about the 32-yard line. Pardon me, make that the 27-yard line.
Yeah, they run a very unconventional wing tee. It's not under center. It was tripped to the right-hand side with a tight end on the left. And the slot receiver on the trip side is actually just kind of standing facing the center in more of like in that wing tee formation, essentially. And so it's a lot different than your normal old-school wing tee, but it's the same concepts.
All right, 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side this time. Showing a shotgun, they'll put a man in motion going left to right, and they'll reverse the direction. Comes back left-hand side, man wide open. It's right through across midfield, across the 40. Nobody's going to catch him. They're going to score from their first possession right now. It's a 6-0 football game with the Falcons on top. From the, 28-yard line? 72-yard run by Mr. Perry.
And all that was they motioned the guy back across the field, and then they pulled the right guard and right tackle and a counter for, and then there was just no K-man linebacker there in the hole to have an answer for the pull.
Try for point after. And there's the kick. It's up. It's good. And it's a 7-0 football game. The Caveman Trail kickoff from the Falcons coming right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $799. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Tonight's first quarter is brought to you by Moser Paving. Give them a call at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Jay Moser, tip of the hat. Thank you for being a Caveman sponsor for years since our inception back in 1988 when I first began broadcasting these Caveman football games and basketball games. The whole shebang. 6:36 showing on the clock, first period. It's a 7-0 football game. Falcons lead and are kicking off to the Grants Pass Caveman now. And the kick is, this one goes to the left-hand side. It's fielded there about the 29-yard line, straight up the sideline, and pushed out of bounds about the 42-yard line. We'll see where they mark the football.
Yeah, it looks like Berg got it out to about the 41-yard line. Maybe 42, somewhere in there. But at first, I was going to say he should have let it go because it was going to go out of bounds, but then he turned it into six extra yards anyways. But that thing was angling right towards that out-of-bounds line.
First and 10 on their own 41-yard line for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Good drive that stalled late. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side, out of the pistol. for Rosetta. Turns, gives the ball, I believe, to Powers, puts his head down. No gain, gets it back. He may have lost a yard back to the 40.
Yeah, so far Liberty is definitely ready for the K-Man rushing attack. They're not surprised by anything. They haven't been caught off guard with any of the rushes. So far, all they've been caught off guard with is the passing game, and Rosetta just needs to find some rhythm with his receivers.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side, so we've got four wideouts. Bowers is the tailback, and Rosetta in the pistol right now. Takes the snap, past the flat left-hand side. It's complete, man pushed out of bounds on about the 47-yard line for Grants Pass. That was...
Tim Hart with the catch there.
Tim Hart.
Just your standard hitch route again. The Cavemen are running that a lot out of this Twins formation because of the corners being so far off of the football.
Two receivers to the left-hand side. Ended tight on the left-hand side also. One receiver to the wide, to the other side. And spinning right as Powers scoots ahead close to first down yardage. He gets to the 50. That'll be a gain of about three, just shy of the line to gain.
Yeah, it's a good job of individual effort there by Powers to gain the yardage that he did gain, because there was Liberty Falcons in the backfield once he got the football. Now it brings up another fourth down. This is something the Cavemen are going to need to kind of get themselves out of the habit of creating, is these fourth downs. This is their fourth down already in the first 8 minutes.
4:56 on the clock, and it's running here in the first period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass. Rosetta was on the sidelines talking with the coach. He's back in the huddle now, sharing the call with his teammates as they come up the line of scrimmage. Fourth and less than one, almost at midfield. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. And somebody moved as Rosetta came up to change the play. And timeout has been called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 4:33 on the clock. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's Barbecue Chicken Pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
Again, welcome back, everyone. Clock is running. It didn't stop here for the timeout. It's almost the end of the period, and I'm not sure the officials have noticed it. And... Now there's a whistle being blown as the Cavemen come back out after the timeout. 14 seconds just showing on the clock. That can't be correct, and I think they're just going to let it go. They're not aware of what is going on.
I think it was the timeout clock is what we were just told.
Ah. Up under center for the Grants Pass Cavemen. They give the ball in the backfield. No good. It didn't make the line to gain. And off to the left-hand side, I think, went to Powers.
Yeah, again, it's that the pressure up the middle from the Falcons is just killing the Cavemen offensive line. They don't have an answer for it right now. And Powers had no chance to get even close to the first down on that play.
So control of the line of scrimmage obviously being controlled this time by the Falcons. And they flexed their muscles there. We'll see if the Grants Pass Cavemen can adjust. Right now they have first down and 10 from the 50-yard line. Falcons break the huddle. He'll split one man to the left. Full house backfield. Slot on the right-hand side. There's the snap, and they give it the tailback left-hand side. Breaks a free to about 5 yards. Pushes ahead to about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, this is somewhat similar to what we saw from the Cavemen last week against South Medford. You know, the defense is going to have to settle in and figure out what Liberty is doing. But the difference is last week the Cavemen offense was able to keep up, and right now the Cavemen offense is the one scuttling a little bit.
Up the line of scrimmage. Out of the pistol. Two backs surrounding the quarterback. Takes a snap. Gives the ball right-hand side to a number one. Tries to turn the corner. Is hit and dropped and pushed back. He won't gain anything. We'll see where they mark the ball down. He will be stopped on about the 48-yard line. That's a loss of about three.
Yeah, the Cavemen brought a little bit of pressure there, I couldn't see the number they brought, but it got picked up, which allowed one of the other guys to get free and then make a good tackle on the running back, and then the swarm of caveman defense came.
Dilkey, I believe, was a man's name. We're just picking those up as we see them. Two men split to the right-hand side. Actually, one to the right-hand side. Slot right, split left. And they give in the backfield. It's a keeper. Goes to the left-hand side. Passes away. It is incomplete. Man dropped the ball. It was in and out of his hands. Intended for number three. That would have been Malik Smith.
Could be a holding on Liberty. I would assume Coach Pace declines it.
To get that fourth down. Clock has stopped at 3:13. Falcons got the first score. It's 7-0. Liberty.
Yeah, Coach Page just finally made the decision to decline it. Yeah. The referees were looking over there for a long time, trying to wait for him to make a decision. Brings up fourth down, which Liberty, I would imagine, goes for it. It's kind of like what South Medford did last week. Oh, they're going to punt it. The pass was behind the wide receivers. It was going to be a tough catch.
Yeah, they show punt, and they get a quick catch blocked, and it comes to the right-hand side. There's a scramble for it, and the cavemen are there. They pick up the football and move it across to a caveman pushing a ball down to about the 35-yard line. There may have been a fumble at the end of that. I think the cavemen still have it. First down and 10, about on the 35, 36-yard line.
I think number 27, middle linebacker Ashton Park, got in there to block it. They don't do a normal punt formation. The punter is only about 7 or 8 yards off the ball.
He's not deep at all.
No, he's only 7 or 8 yards off the ball, and they're typically 13 to 15. Ashton Park goes right through the A-gap, gets a hand on it, and blocks it. Huge play for the Caveman defense.
First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Caveman. Flat on the right-hand side, pretty ended tight on the right, trips on the left-hand side. Rosetta's ready. There's the snap. Three-step drop. Here comes the rush. The pass is away down the left-hand sideline, and it is complete down at the 12-yard line.
Great ball there by Rosetta. Taking some pressure up the middle. Just kind of basically throws it up to Tim Hart, who had single coverage out there. And Hart does a great job. The ball kind of floated. Hart does a great job going and catching it, creating a first and goal here for the Caveman.
There's a snap, and they give in the two powers and tailback. Breaks free at the 5-yard line. Touchdown, Grants Pass. So Powers from the 10-yard line scoots in. And he's got the score, and it's 7-6. Point after attempt coming for the Grants Pass Caveman.
And that's a product right there of tempo. You get a huge, long passing attempt. It gets caught, and they instantly are going for two, it looks like.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. There's the snap. Looking for the end zone. The pass is away, and it is complete.
Caught by Powers.
Powers out of the backfield. And the Cavemen take the lead. 8-7 here. 2:44 to play in the first period. We'll be back with a kickoff after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 2:44 showing on the clock. The Cavemen have wrested the lead from the Falcons. Going to be an interesting football game here, folks. We warned you. 8-7 the score. Grants Pass by one, and their kickoff coming now.
And it was a good job by the Cavemen defense, you know, to kind of give some momentum back to the offense. Right now the offense was struggling a little bit, especially that second, third down. They were putting themselves in a lot of fourth down situations. So if the Cavemen defense not only get a stop, but then get a block and put ourselves in plus territory, that's a great job there.
Football being handed to number 45, Alejandro Leon, to handle the kickoff chores. It'll take about a seven-yard drop. Three to the left. He's ready. Ball marked for play. There's the whistle. He approaches the football, puts his toe into it. Short kick comes down about the 30-yard line. Fielded there. Man comes up and he is hit about on the 38-yard line. That'll be First down and 10 for the Falcons. Everybody's had great field position to start their offensive possessions tonight.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, Leon has a great leg. He usually kicks in the end zone, so that was definitely on purpose. You could tell by the way he approached the football, he wasn't kicking it full strength. So I'm not sure what both coaches are seeing on film, but both coaches have gone with either a pooch or a somewhat onside squib, so we haven't even seen a
long
true return. Yeah, I guess.
2:42 on the clock. Ball spotted at the 32-yard line. First down and 10 for the Falcons as they come up to the line of scrimmage. They'll split two men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side, slot on the right-hand side, single back in the backfield right now, along with the quarterback. That's Ochoa. They'll put a man in motion. They'll pitch the man in motion coming around the left-hand side, and he is caught at the 40-yard line and dropped as the cavemen react pretty quickly. To the man in the orange shoes, that's Mr. Perry.
Yeah, you know it was key there for the caveman defense is they didn't get flanked to the outside. What I mean by that, it was a toss play to our side of the field, and the caveman defensive end, I think it was number 72, I believe, maybe 61, one of those two young men, stayed outside with a double block and allowed for the play to keep going and allowed the caveman defense to get there.
Second and 7. The tailback this time is Smith. Slot on the left-hand side. Split left. There's a give to Smith in the backfield. Pardon me. No. Hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain this time. Actually, a loss on the play of a couple.
Yeah, Jet Stewart, number 54 from the linebacker position, doing a great job of filling in his gap. That's what the Cavemen are doing right now. They're just going to force. They're going to take away every gap. And as long as they stay disciplined inside those gaps, they have a Cayman defender in every gap, and then they just need to wrap up. And right now they are doing that.
Third down and a long 9, actually about 9.5. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side with a slot. Man goes in motion to the right-hand side. They reverse directions. Ball comes to the pass downfield, and it is complete good for first down yardage at the 46-yard line of Grant's Pass.
Yeah, they basically ran what Rosetta and Connor Johnson run was just a play action Y dump. He ran right across the middle of the field, and there was no safety there to stop the play.
First down and 10 from the Grants Pass 47-yard line. And as the Falcons come up the line of scrimmage, everybody is sent back. Do we have timeout on the field?
Clock no, I think the referees are going to talk about the little whoever caught the football stood right in the fit. Yeah, they're going to have the coaches come to the center field again. This is third game in a row. So what we got going again, the OSAA must be putting a huge amount of pressure on the referees and the coaches to stop the after play stuff. And the guy that caught the football basically stood right in Hayden Chase's face and just, you know, did the whole first down point, which is what you see in college and NFL football. Well, unfortunately, this isn't college and NFL football. These boys are not getting paid to play, and so they're just trying to stop the
one-upmanship.
Yeah, the extracurricular stuff. And just they want them just to play football, and so that's why I think that's 3 weeks in a row I've never seen one before. Now we've seen a coach's meeting 3 weeks in a row.
I was going to say doesn't happen very often, or didn't used to happen very often. Of course, we've only been doing this since 1988. 1:23 on the clock. Once again, it's 8-7. Grants Pass leading the Falcons of Liberty High School. It is first down and 10. Ball marked on the 47-yard line of Grants Pass for the Falcons. And now the Falcons team comes out to their coaches as they get the instructions that they've just been told to relay to their team. As the cavemen already know what's going on, they're coming back out on the field getting ready to play defense. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, a little programming note. Next week we'll be right here at Mel Ingram Field, but we're on another radio station, KLDR, because the Ducks will be right here playing next Friday night. They have another Friday night game in direct conflict, so the Cavemen will be on KLDR 98.3 next Friday night. Same time, same voices from Mel Ingram Field. All right, we're ready to play football again as the Falcons come up to the line of scrimmage. Down by a point, first down and 10 from their own from the Caveman 47-yard line. Two receivers to the left, one to the right-hand side, slot right. Ball marked for play, and the young quarterback takes a snap, hands the ball to the right-hand side. A little crossbuck in the backfield. Gets out close to first down yardage. They're going to mark him down at the 39-yard line. Gain of 8.
Yeah, and that's what makes the wing tee complicated. They ran a fake stretch to the left and then run a counter back behind it. And so there's a lot of people going a lot of different directions. That's where you have to stay in your gaps. They did a pretty good job, but that's where you truly have to stay disciplined.
Slots on each side, receivers on each side. Sligo's in motion to the right-hand side, and they give the man coming back to the left, and he dives ahead, gets across the 35 down to about the 34-yard line. And I believe that one was number 20, Mr. Perry.
Yeah, and this is that, you know, you and I were talking about it pregame. This is that in the 20 to 20 range where you got to have that bend and don't break type of deal. And then inside the 20, that's where you got to try to get your stops and get the Cayman offense the ball back.
Final 30 seconds of the quarter on the clock right now. 2 minute split wide to the left-hand side. Slot left, split left. There's the snap and the give again to number 7. Hits a little line of scrimmage and finds nothing there. He was stopped right about the 35-yard line. And pushed way back, and they've thrown a flag. And, of course, you can hear what the fans think about that. I don't have to tell you. 9 seconds left in the quarter. That one will hurt the Grants pass effort.
Well, the problem is the referees just brought the coaches together and told them to knock the crap off. And then, you know, I think it was a little bit of a flop by the Liberty running back. But after the referees bring everybody together, that's the stuff you can't have happen. That's the penalties that are going to kill the Cavemen.
Falcons move down to the 20-yard line now. First down and 10 from the Grants pass 20. Split right, slot right. 2 men split the left-hand side. Running back moves to the left shoulder of the quarterback. Keeps it left-hand side. Rolls down the vent. Almost intercepted.
Intercepted.
The Cavemen get the turnover.
Braden Reese.
Number 2, Braden Reese pulls it in. And the Cavemen get the turnover and the stop. As the quarter expires, at the end of one, it's Grants Pass 8 and the Falcons 7. We'll be back with the second period right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Lighting up for the second period here, brought to you on our radio station by Diamond Home Improvement. We'll tell you more about them as time permits. Right now, the Cavemen have the football, first down and 10 on the 15-yard line. Their own 15. 2 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Ball marked for play. Rosetta standing on the 10-yard line, takes his time, gets the snap of the football, gives it to Mr. Powers, moving to the right-hand side, avoids one tackle, and pushed out of bounds on about the 16 or 17-yard line. So a short gain for Powers.
Yeah, right now, which is a little surprising to me, I guess, but right now the Falcons are trying to make the Cavemen throw the football almost. They have anywhere from 7 to 8, depending on the formation, in the guys in the box at a time, and that's a little surprising to see right now.
2 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Again, Rosetta, 2-step drop, wants to throw this time. Passes the way left-hand side. It's complete out to about the 25-yard line.
And Rosetta actually almost looked surprised that Johnston was that open and almost underthrew him to where Johnston couldn't even catch it. So it brings a short 3rd and 1 here for the Cavemen.
11:35 on the clock here in the second period. Caveman football here on KAJO Grants Pass. 2 men split to the left-hand side. Ended tight on the left-hand side. 1 receiver to the right-hand side, and they're going to move Johnstone to the far end. There's the snap. And they give to Powers, has a hole, puts his head down, gets across the 25-yard line. Should have first down yardage easily this time. A gain of about 6.
Yeah, I know I talk about it a lot, but that's another great job by Powers, knowing he needed 1 yard. And there was really nothing there as far as openings go. And he just puts his head down, runs through some people, and gets a first down.
All right, Berg is the tailback now. Split left, one man split to the right-hand side. Another receiver comes onto the field, a change of personnel. Now we've got two receivers to the left-hand side. Cavemen are ready. There's the snap of the football. Again, a two-step drop. Heavy pressure coming. Passes away down the left-hand side. And overthrown intended, I believe, for Zach Deshane moving on the right-hand side. Incomplete.
Yeah, so what the Falcons are doing, now that I see it a little bit more with just a straight drop-back pass, is they're loading the box and bringing pressure. So they're trying. Their goal tonight is to make Rosetta uncomfortable. And right now it's working because he's throwing off his back foot.
Two men split to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side this time. And the pass to flat left-hand side, it's complete. Puts his head down, got some running room down the right-hand sideline, and pushed down about the 44-yard line.
Yeah, just a quick wide receiver screen to Zach Deshane, number 12. He did a good job of getting inside the block and then getting instantly back outside and getting extra yards for the first down.
Split left, two men split to the right-hand side as the cavemen go quick up the line of scrimmage. There's the snap and the give to the tailback. Roll to the right-hand side. No gain this time. And that was Berg, the ball carrier.
Yeah, the cavemen almost went too fast there. They were going so fast that there was about three or four offensive linemen that didn't even block anybody, which caused Berg to get hit right as he got the football.
Trips on a triangle coming to the left-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. Single receiver to the right. Out of the pistol for Rosetta. There's a snap in the pocket. Forced out of the pocket. Moves left-hand side. Gets the pass away. Incomplete.
Yeah, it was intended for Connolly coming across the middle of the field. But right now, Rosetta, he's got happy feet in the pocket. He's having to step up. He's having to back up more. And so right now the Cavemen are going to have to, whether it's leave an extra blocker in or do quicker route combinations, they're going to have to figure out a way to get Rosetta some quick throws and allow him to get more comfortable.
Third and 11 from their own 42. Two men split to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side, four receivers out of the pistol for Rosetta. There's a snap, deep drop, passes away down the right-hand side. It's complete first down yardage about the 45-yard line, full down on about the 40.
Yeah, and that's that great route design to Isaac Johnson there. He was running a streak, and at 12 yards, he just shut it down and came back on a deep comeback, and Rosetta threw it right on time.
Two men split left, one to the right-hand side this time. There's the snap, and they give it to the tailback this time. It's Powers, moves ahead, and gets about to the 37, 36-yard line.
Yeah, it gets positive yards on first down, which is what the K-men need now, especially because they're in plus territory. And now it kind of opens up the playbook for Coach Page. Does he want to run it again? Does he want to play action? Does he want to just straight throw? Kind of allows him to, you know, completely use the entire playbook because of where they're out on the field.
Second and six. Three receivers to left-hand side. End in tight on the right this time. There's a snap. Two-step drop by Rosetta. Passes away, and it is intended and and complete, and Johnson, I believe, and he's immediately went down to his knee, holding his hand. He stands up.
It looks like he got his fingers jammed or something along those lines as the football is getting broken up because he's holding his left hand pretty good.
And oh, Dodgers just defeated the Padres to move into the National League Championship Series. Okay, they're facing, what, the Mets on Monday?
I believe so.
9:20 here in the second period. Trips to the left-hand side. Two receivers to the right-hand side. Five wideouts all alone in the backfield. Mr. Rosetta, 9:20 showing on the clock here in the second period. Cavemen up by 1-8-7. Passes the flat left-hand side. It's complete to Johnson, who takes about four guys with him and down. 12, about an 8-9-yard gain that time.
Yeah, and that was an easy throw concept for Rosetta. Because of the empty backfield, they brought pressure right away.
Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Rosetta, deep drop. Throwing for the end zone this time down the left-hand side, and it is broken up, incomplete. Yeah. Rosetta throwing 17. He's about 11 of 17 for throwing the football tonight so far.
Yeah, that ball was intended for, I believe, Brevik Hill, number 25. Yeah, it was Brevik Hill. And that ball was actually underthrown. Everything that is he's throwing deep right now, he's throwing off his back foot, so the pressure is definitely getting to the sophomore quarterback. You know, it's going to take him getting popped once or twice to realize that it'll be okay. You know, it's easier said than done, but he's going to have to step up in the pocket and take a hit while he's throwing so he can get more juice into the football.
Trips to the right-hand side, ended tight on the left. There's the snap. Looks to the right-hand side where all the receivers are. Throws again for the end zone, and this one is incomplete. Once again, just overthrown a little bit.
Yeah, he had Hill on the corner route again, which is seems to be Brevik's favorite route combination that he loves running. He's always open on it. And again, that's two times in a row that Rosetta has missed on that corner route. He missed down here in front of us in the, to score on the first drive and then just missed that one. So it brings up a third down for the K-men. But this is two-down territory, so you try to cut this in half or better, and then they will go for it on fourth down, I would imagine.
Third and 10. Ball spotted on the 28-yard line of the Falcons. One man alone split to the right-hand side. Three receivers come to the left-hand side. I believe that's Powers. Still the tailback. Yes, there's the snap. Pass over the flat left-hand side. Broken up, and no flag on the play. Incomplete.
Man, I thought that was pass interference. It looked like the safety was all over hard as he went to get the football. And it looked like he grabbed his hip. It kind of turned him a little bit. But no call from the referees on that one.
8:52 on the clock. That's going to bring up fourth down for the Grants Pass Cavemen again. Fourth and 10 once again in Falcon territory. A little decision making. The decision is made. The Cavemen come up to the line of scrimmage. They're going for it. Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left-hand side. Powers remains the tailback. There's, oh, and they pulled the Falcons offsides.
Yeah, back to that frame concept that the Cavemen love to go back to, especially in the third down, but fourth down. So now this cuts it in half, and now you have that opportunity for Rosetta to throw that quick hitch route or a go route, depending on what we're seeing coverage-wise. On the non-trip side down here, Hart has been single-covered the entire time, so it's only a matter of time before they take another shot with Hart.
Empty backfield, five wideouts for the Cavemen, three to the right-hand side. There's the snap, past the flat left-hand side, and it is incomplete. Man was hit just a little early. And the ball is turned over to the Falcons. .848 showing on the clock. It's 8-7. Grants Pass leads by one and turns the football over to the Falcons. Well, we knew there was going to be a lot of action. We expected maybe a little bit more scoring. Of course, we're used to that. Perhaps we've been a little spoiled.
Yeah, I expect a little bit more, but I think, you know, as of right now, I think the offensive line for the Cavemen and Rosetta himself, they're a little flustered with how much pressure Liberty's bringing. Liberty's just challenging our offense, just telling them, like, here, we're going to bring a pressure. Can you beat us one-on-one? And so far, they haven't been able to do it.
Liberty up the line of scrimmage. Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Slot on the right-hand side. Single back in with the quarterback. Low snap from center. They pitch to the back coming around the right-hand side. Gets a block. Tries to turn the corner, but doesn't make very much, maybe a yard or two. It'll depend on the spot of the football. It's right at the line marker.
And the Cavemen defense are doing a good job, especially on those toss plays to the outer half of the field. They're doing a good job of just kind of running with the running back and not allowing him anywhere to cut back to, and then doing a good job of swarming the ball and making the tackle on first contact rather than the weeks past. We've seen a lot of arm tackling. Tonight, the Cavemen are doing a great job of going right through the hip and making the tackle instantly on contact.
Less than a yard gained that time, but a little positive yardage. Two men to the left-hand side against slot right, split right. They'll put the tailback to the left-hand side. They'll give it to him. He'll kept that to the left-hand side. Noah went to the right-hand side a little. But the Cavemen weren't fooled, as I was. Little or no gain at the ball just across the 25-yard line. Gain of a couple. And a flag. 8:25 showing on the clock. The officials are discussing it now. What do we have? Gets Grant's pass.
Another unsportsmanlike conduct on the Cavemen.
That's two that have hurt.
Yeah, and that's a free 15 yards. It gets them up towards middle of the field when they were, you know, we had them in a third and six situation.
First down and 10 now from the 42-yard line from the Falcons 42. Two-man split to the left-hand side, slot right, split right. Man comes in motion left to right. They give the ball inside quickly. Man looking for a hole to develop. Nothing did. Little or no gain on the play. Maybe a yard on the line surge. A lot of heavy contact going on down there in the trenches.
Yeah, there's a lot of big-time hits coming from both sides tonight, which is good to see because the last couple weeks the Cayman defense hasn't really been hitting per se, and tonight they're definitely not shying away from the contact. Now they just got to knock the extracurricular stuff off and just play football. That's those 15-yard penalties, those are what loses football games.
Second down at 8 for the Falcons. Ball spotted on the 44-yard line. Split left, split right, slot right. There's the snap. Through men in the backfield, loose back football. Man is trapped behind the line of scrimmage. He'll go down about the 35-yard line. So a sack by the Grants Pass caveman after the bad snap from center.
Yeah, the ball was snapped a little bit low left. It wasn't terrible. You know, we've seen definitely worse, you know, way worse snaps than that, but the quarterback couldn't get his hands on it. He was lucky it bounced basically right back to him. Otherwise, Connor Johnson was there, and Connor might have had a chance at it if it takes one, you know, one-yard hop one way or the other.
Connor's strong enough, he could have taken it away from him. Third down and about 18 for the Falcons. Back on their own 36-yard line. A split one man to the wide side of the field. That's the right side. One to the left-hand side and slot on the right-hand side with two back set. And there's the snap. Man wants to throw. Passes away down the left-hand side. Intercepted! Falcons back across the 40-yard line, across the 35, to the 30, to the 20-yard line, and pushed out of bounds there. The Cavemen bring the ball right back. Another turnover. 7:04 on the clock.
Yeah, and that was a great job by the Cavemen secondary. They basically just played over the top. 17 yards is a long ways to go, especially in high school football. So they just played over the top, and that was actually DeShane playing the corner. He just kind of sat behind both receivers, and the ball was overthrown by 5 to 7 yards, and he caught it. Probably one of the easiest interceptions. Yeah, it's one of the easiest interceptions he's going to have. And then does a great job on the run back. And now the Cavemen need to capitalize here at getting the ball on their own, on Liberty's 20 to start.
First down and 10 on the Liberty 20. So the Cavemen right on the edge of the red zone, which where both teams seems to be a little bit stronger right now. 7:04 on the clock. We're in the second period. Trips to the right-hand side for Grant's pass. It did tight on the left. Rosetta taking his time. Now Niels takes the snap. Looks left. Looks to the right. Pulls it down himself and slides across the 20 down to about the 18. He'll pick up a couple.
Yeah, good job by Rosetta stepping up in the pocket. But whatever coverage they're running to the K-man passing routes is definitely confusing Rosetta so far in this first half.
Two-man split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side this time. There's the snap, and the give to Powers moving off to the right-hand side. Puts his head down, gets about to the 15-yard line. He'll pick up another 3 or 4. So they'll get him down to the 15, so he'll pick up another 3.
Yeah, brings up 3rd down and 6. Again, this is 2-down territory for the Cavemen.
Trips to the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. Pardon me. End and tight on the right. There's a snap. Wants to throw. And the pass is away. It's complete to the 5-yard line. First down yardage for the Grants Pass Cavemen at a gain of 10.
Yeah, Isaac Johnson. And now the Cavemen will go fast, trying to get back on the football. This is usually where they like to give the ball to Powers after a good first down passing play.
Two split left, one split to the right-hand side. They give to Powers, looks for room, finds a little hole there, gets inside the 5, shy of the goal. So he'll get down to the 2, another 3 yards.
Yeah, and the pass before was to Isaac Johnson, just basically on a slant route that he stopped in the hole.
Cavemen ready quickly, 2 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right, and again, give to Powers, but he is swarmed as soon as he touches the football, no gain.
Yeah, there's more white jerseys in the backfield than there are blue jerseys right now. So the Cavemen offensive line, they've got to do a better job of finding who they're blocking, even if it's not the right person. They got to get somebody to block and then allow Powers the time to make a cut or make a decision. Because right now he's getting the football and just kind of surviving.
Decisions have been made. Split right, 2 men split to the left-hand side. Berg is the tailback. Berg tries to, and a whistle stops the action just right at the snap of the football. See a flag?
Yeah, it was down here. Offsides?
Offsides, I think, on the Falcons.
So just lined up in the neutral zone, which would give you one more yards. Now it's third and one from the one.
See if that changes the play any. We have changed personnel. So Powers is back in at tailback. Kamen break out of the line of scrimmage. Up under center for Rosetta. 3 minutes in the backfield. They give to Powers. Puts his head down. Ball's across the end zone, and it is touchdown Grants Pass. Oh, the Kamen lead by the hair of my chin. It is now 14-7. Try for Boyd after coming for the Grants Pass, Kamen.
I think if that was a college football play, I believe that would be getting reviewed, and that would be down at the one-yard line, Chuck. Nevertheless, right. We'll take
going
it.
Going for two again. Again, almost the same play. Rosetta wants to throw this one, though, over the end zone, and it is
intercepted.
So the Cavemen lead it right now, 14-7. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Alejandro Leon getting ready to tee up the football here. 4:52 left to play in the first half. Cavemen up by a touchdown, 14-7 the score. And let's see where this kickoff goes. It's been strange. Short kickoffs all night long by both sides. And
Another one
is going to be a little short, but a little deeper. Bounces at the 20, picked up at the 18-yard line. Man comes up the left-hand sideline, up the right hash mark, gets to the 40-yard line, trips over the 42-yard or the 38-yard line, and lands on the 40. First down and 10 for the Falcons from their own 40-yard line. Each team has had great field position to start their drives tonight.
Yeah, and he had one. I mean, that. I guess we're seeing why the Cavemen are doing it, because whoever received that football for Liberty was very quick. And so he probably had one man to beat, and that was a touchdown. So I guess now we're understanding the pooch kick thing.
All right, ball marked at the 40-yard line on the right hash mark as the Falcons attack going from A Street towards the Commons here on KAJO Radio. One man split to the right-hand side, slot on the left-hand side. Two men in the backfield, two double back set. There's the snap. And they give right-hand side man crosses the 40 and is immediately stood up and thrown back. He'll pick up a yard, maybe two, depending on the spot of the ball. He'll get two.
Yeah, good job by number 44, Ty Dungy, coming out from his linebacker position. Just kind of scraping through the blocking, getting through that initial block, getting off of it, coming through, and then making the tackle.
One man split to the right-hand side. Slot on the left-hand side. That double back set. There's a snap and the give to the second back coming to the right-hand side. Puts his head down, gets about to the 45-yard line. That was Matt Smith again. About his sixth carry, and he'll pick up about 5 yards. Give him 23 on the night.
Yeah, number 27, Ashton Park, again from that middle linebacker position coming through on the counter, which for the last couple times we've seen it, the Cavemen have struggled with it. And so far they made the adjustment on the counter. And now we'll see if Liberty goes with a play-action pass or if they try to run it on third and five?
Third and five. Third and five, 3:40 on the clock, and it's moving. Two men split to the left-hand side in tandem. One hand comes to the right-hand side. Again, that two-back set. No slot this time. There's the snap. Pitch to the left-hand side. Tailback and is hit and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose yardage this time. He'll lose two.
Yeah, Connor Johnston there from his defensive end position. They just run a toss play, try to get outside of him, and he's too quick and too agile. Even though he's one of our bigger fellas, he's too quick and too agile, and they could not get outside of him. And he did a good job of forcing them here into a fourth down.
Fourth down on about 7 after the loss on the play. Inside of 3 minutes to play here in the first half.
Looks like they might go for it.
They're coming up the line of scrimmage. They're not showing the same formation they put it out of before. Slot right, split left, single back in the backfield. They may shift into
no,
it.
They were going to try to get us to draw offsides.
So timeout of the field, 2:42 to play. We'll be back with the execution of the fourth down play after this 30-second Cape Mountain timeout.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $7.99. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. A look at the scoreboard. Cavemen leaded by a touchdown, 14-7. Clock is running here as we move back to, timeout clock. Up the line of scrimmage come the Falcons. It is fourth down and about 7. Ball spotted on the 43-yard line. 2 men split to the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side. Single wing to the right-hand side this time in the two-back set. And they can direct snap it to a punter. Picked up on about the 35-yard line, going at full steam, and runs right into a wall at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, good job there by Kingston Connolly to come up and catch the football, because those are those punts that they're short, but usually take a very good hop, and it would have lost them 15, 20 yards. So instead, he catches it and probably gains 30 yards for them. And so now we got the ball at middle of the field with 2:34 left in the half and still have 2 timeouts. So that's plenty of time for the Cavemen offense.
Ball marked at the 47-yard line. Normal halftime tonight, folks, just 15 minutes. 2 men split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side for the Cavemen. They'll bring Powers up to the right shoulder of Rosetta. That's the wide side of the field. They fake to him. Passes away, and it's complete down about the 35-yard line.
What a catch by Connor Johnson.
Wow, he went up and pulled that one down.
When Rosetta threw it, I thought it was going to be an interception, but he goes up and snags out of the air. Great job by Connor Johnston in the middle of the field.
Cavemen quickly, there's the snap. They give the right-hand side to Powers. Powers looking for a rounder at a corner. Gets the quarter turn, gets about to the 25-yard line, pushed out of bounds there.
Yeah, you're going to have a holding call, I believe, on Isaac Johnson on the Cavemen sideline, I believe.
2:17 showing on the clock with the flag down. It stopped. Once again, during halftime, the band will be taking the field and putting on a short show, but they're just getting ready for their big competition tomorrow. Pride of the Northwest. Some of the streets around here will be closed or cordoned off, so be advised. 2 men split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side for the Grants Pass Cavemen. It is first and 15 after the penalty. Long snap count. There's the snap. Pass to flat right-hand side. It's complete right-hand side. In it.
It looked like he had it in his hands.
It went through
Johnson's hands off of his forehead and pops up in the air, and they're lucky that nobody saw it from either team, because if Connor Johnson or Isaac Johnson gets their head turned and catches it, it might be a touchdown, and vice versa. If one of the Liberty guys would have turned his head, it could have been a pick six with how long the ball stuck in the air.
2:09 on the clock. Cavemen, once again, second down at about 15. Trips to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Rosetta brings a man in motion going left to right. Heavy pressure, gets the pass away. A little screen comes to the right-hand side. Man moves ahead, gets 2 or 3 yards, but it's still going to be third and long. Gets about 3.
Yeah, just tried to run a middle screen to Tim Hart, and Liberty sniffed it out right away.
4 receivers out, 2 to each side. Out of the shotgun this time. Heavy pressure, passes away, and it's completed. The 10-yard line, still on his feet. Touchdown, Grants Pass. So Rosetta strikes again. to Johnson.
Yeah, it's just it's a great design. He could have thrown it to either one of Connor Johnston or Isaac Johnson. He chose his faster receiver, and Johnson probably should have been tackled, but he fights off a tackler for the 38-yard pass, and now the Cavemen are going for two again.
All right. Tailback is Powers. Four receivers to the right-hand side, all laid out in a screen already. Two to the left-hand side, and they give it inside. Well, I think Rosetta keeps it and gets in for the touchdown. Just followed Powers right in. So Rosetta rushes for the touchdown. For the extra points. Had a look at the scoreboard. Says it's 22-7. Grants Pass leading. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
Then Alejandra Leon going to kick it away here. A minute 38 left to play here in the first half, but the Cavemen up 22-7. And let's see where this kick goes. And this one's not going deep. It'll come down about the 23-yard line. Bounces over the man's head. Turns and tries to fight his way back upfield. Has a little hole. A big gap there. He's out in front of everybody. One man to beat. And he runs right by him. He's going to take it all the way. And once again, that quickly, another score for the Falcons. And it is now 22-13 on the kickoff return. You would have thought the blocking would have broken down once that ball went over the receiver's head, but he turned and he had, I don't think anybody close to him within 5 or 6 yards.
Nobody even got close to touching him, and I think Leon almost kicked it too far, you know, allowing the bounce to happen, and then his downfield coverage almost didn't stay inside their territory and got outran.
A minute 25 showing on the clock.
Looks like
35 points in the first half. We're used to this.
Liberty's going to go for two to try to match the Cavemen scoring pace.
There's a snap. They give inside. Man cuts up and looks like he's in. There it is. Yes. So it's now 22-15. Oh, all right, folks. Great football game. Things you've never seen or heard before right here on KAJO Radio. As the teams come to the sidelines, we'll take a pause. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 seconds.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
22-15, the score here for the Grants Pass Cavemen taking on the Falcons of Liberty High School tonight. Non-conference tilt that a lot of eyes are on anyway. So the Cavemen score, and in the ensuing kickoff, the Falcons answer right back.
Well, and after what we just saw from the Cavemen, you got to imagine that the Falcons go back to the squib, onside kick, whatever you want to call it. That we've seen a couple times from them now, so I would imagine that's what we see right here.
And the Cavemen safeties aren't deep at all. They're standing back on about their 18-yard line. So everybody knows what's going on as the ball is marked for play. from the Falcons. They address the football. They'll put their toe to it. Line drive kick comes down about the 22-yard line, scooped up there. And man comes straight back up across the 30, 35, tripped off, rolls down to about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, and Isaac Johnson did a good job of receiving that one, too, from his up position. And he was probably one shoestring tackle from himself breaking it as well.
A minute 21 to Cayman take over, first down and 10. Oh, they're marking back on the
37-yard
line.
Yeah, and the Cayman have, you know, a minute 21 left, two timeouts. That's a lot of time for this Cayman offense. And so, you know, especially with the tempo they got going, I think the Cayman can score again before the half.
Four receivers out, two to each side. Powers comes up to the right shoulder of Rosetta. There's the snap. They fake to Powers. The pass to flat on the right-hand side is incomplete.
Yeah, Rosetta had Hill in the flat and just overthrew him. And actually lucky that Brevik was able to go up and get his one hand on it, because I think if Brevik can't get his hand on it or he tips it up in the air, I'm pretty sure the corner is right there getting ready to intercept that football. So good job of Hill to save the day there to, you know, give the Cayman a second down here.
Second down and 10. Four receivers out, two to each side again. Again, Power still the tailback. There's the snap. Pass the flat left-hand side, and it is incomplete. Pass was away before the receiver ever turned and was about 5 yards away from it as the ball went into the sidelines.
Yeah, Hart wasn't even finished with his route, and Rosetta's already thrown the ball, and it was about 5 or 6 yards behind where Hart was even going to stop. And I think some of that is Rosetta is feeling this pressure. He's been hit a few times. He's kind of waving his right hand a little bit, so I think he's getting hit more than he has so far this year.
Trips in a triangle on the right-hand side, ended tight on the left. There's the snap again. Rosetta deep drop this time. Heavy pressure. Hey, they brought everybody, and he's dropped down about on the they're going to mark him down on the 28-yard line.
Yeah, and Liberty's going to use a timeout here, I believe.
Okay, a loss of about 10. Less than a minute showing on the clock. Actually, 59.1 seconds is exactly what's on the clock. It's fourth and about 10. Cayman going to punt this one away.
I think the referee asked for to put some time back on the clock. I think once Liberty called a timeout, I don't think the clock had stopped completely. So I think you're going to see a few seconds go back on the clock, I believe.
Each team comes to the sidelines here while things are adjusted. So there is time out on the field, and the clock is stopped. We'll see if it is adjusted. We'll take a deep breath. Be right back with the completion of the first half after this 30-second timeout.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue, and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Falcons coming back onto the field. So are the Cavemen right now as we speak. A minute 20 left in the first half. Cavemen up 22-15. It is fourth and long for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball marked on their own 29-yard line.
And they put 11 seconds back on the clock, so there's a minute 10 left now. But Liberty's down to one timeout.
Parker Roberts will do the punting. There's the snap. And the punt is away. High football comes down. Nobody is back to receive it. The Cayman will let this one roll dead back inside the 30-yard line to about the 25, 26-yard line. Probably about the 26, 27-yard line. With 57.6 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, that's a good job there by Parker Roberts, because Liberty definitely brought the house. They didn't have anybody back deep. They were selling out for the punt block, which is why they used the timeout. So now with one timeout left, 57 seconds, I would imagine the play one, play two, you're going to see them either take a shot or do something funky we haven't seen yet. And if it doesn't work, then I imagine they just kind of go in at half, because Liberty does receive the ball to start the second half.
They're still moving the football around. Finally, it is down at the 27-yard line. And the correct football is on the field. Up the line of scrimmage come the Falcons, splitting one man to the left-hand side. Three receivers to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol this time. There's the snap. Two-step drop. Passes the way to the flat on the left-hand side. Man is hit immediately and pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 7 to about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and just out of the trips, they just run a couple go routes. And
eight.
Yeah, they run a couple go routes on the inside, and they run a just an out hitch on the outside. And the Caveman defense is just kind of playing soft right now, trying to not get beat deep.
Second down and two for the Falcons. Ball spotted on the 35-yard line. On the right hash mark. Falcons break the huddle. They come up the line of scrimmage. One receiver to the right. We're sending three receivers to the left once again. Out of the shotgun. Oh, bad snap from center. It goes back, and the Caveman rushed it. And
fumble.
Close football. And Caveman, the Caveman have it again. The Caveman have it again with 44.8 seconds left. Down inside the 25-yard line, I believe, at the 24.
I think it was either Tim Hart or Connor Johnson got there first, and one of them missed at first, and the other one came from out of nowhere and popped the ball out, and it was a good job of the Caveman defense to jump on it. Now with two timeouts, 44 seconds, a lot of time inside the 25 here for the Caveman. Got to score, especially with Liberty getting the ball to start the second half.
Caveman still in the huddle. Rosetta comes in from the sidelines after a word with head coach Brad Page. Comes in, shares all the information with his teammates. They break the huddle immediately. They're going to send one man to the right, two men to the right, two men to the left-hand side, four receivers out. Powers is the tailback. Rosetta waits. Crouches, takes the snap. Passes to the flat, right-hand side. It's complete inside the 20-yard line, down to about the 19.
Yeah, Coach Page is going to call a timeout.
So with timeout on the field, a look at the scoreboard with 36.1 seconds. We'll take another pause. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman just breaking out of the huddle on the sidelines, moving back to the center of the field. 36.1 seconds. The Caveman have it second down and about three, but inside on about the 18-yard line. They're looking to score here before the end of the half. Trips to the left-hand side, two receivers to the right-hand side. The Caveman up 22-15 is the situation. All alone in the backfield right now with five wideouts. Rosetta takes the snap. Happy feet, throws down the side, man wide open, but couldn't pull it in, incomplete. They'll take another shot, 31.9 seconds on the clock.
It was a good play design. They had trips to the R side and twins to the far side, and Rosetta actually looked to the trip side first, flipped his feet back around, but his feet and his arm almost beat his eyes because he had Powers open. He just couldn't get it down to him quick enough, and the product of that was a little bit of a feet weren't set when he threw the football.
Up the line of scrimmage again. Two men split to the right-hand side this time. Two to the left-hand side. This is four wideouts with Powers moving to the left-hand side of Rosetta's shoulder. That's the wide side of the field. They're looking for the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Grants Pass.
Isaac Johnson on the reception there. Good job by Rosetta. He steps up. Evades pressure out to the right, and he actually just floats the ball back to the center of the field where Johnson was standing by himself.
So now what will the Caveman do? Caveman up 28-15. See if we go for two or kick it.
Looks like they're going
for two. Going for two. That seems to be the script these days. Rosetta up under center. Three men in the backfield right now. There's the snap. Rosetta rolls the right-hand side, passes the end zone left-hand side. It's complete good. So the Cavemen get another two. It is 30-15, 26 seconds left, and we'll have the kickoff for you right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back. Let's see how the Cavemen kick it this time.
I would imagine they kick it to the guy in the front after the last couple returns.
I was going to say, don't get it to...
You're not going to kick it to the guy in the green shoes.
Certainly not.
He's quick.
26.4 seconds left here in the half. And this last minute has taken a long, long time.
It just, I mean, that right there shows how quickly, you know, momentum can swing in a high school or college football game. You know, they came in, give the ball back to the, you know, give the ball on a kickoff return, and then all of a sudden a fumble and a touchdown, and now they came in up two touchdowns, looking to go into halftime, hopefully up two touchdowns still.
Alejandro Leon going to tee up the football for the Cayman. He'll do the kick the placements these days. 26.4 seconds left. Seen a lot of scoring here in this last minute of play. Leon is set. Addresses the football. And scoots its kick to the right-hand side. A little deeper, but normal, but to the other side of the field. Man comes back to the right-hand side of the field. Gets a wall of blocker set up, but he is hit and dropped at the 20-yard line. And a flag flies.
Well, it's a good job by Weston Berg to make the tackle. I believe it's going to be a block in the back because he kind of got blocked into the guy to make the tackle. But he also, when getting hit, going, you know, face forward, he did a good job of getting his hands out and making the leg tackle.
We have a Falcon down on the field.
I don't think if Weston Berg does not make that tackle, I think the Cavemen are in trouble.
Yeah, it looks like the hole was big again and wide open. And Berg came out of nowhere to make the hit. Well, they tend to this young man. We'll take a pause. 21 seconds left here in the half. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, welcome back. They have enforced their block in the back against the Falcons. And the ball goes down to about the 10-yard line. Is that where we're going to spot it?
Yeah, it looks like
10 or 11.
Yeah, 10 or 11 right there in the middle somewhere. I would imagine we'll see Liberty run a play, but it's going to be some sort of generic run play just to see if they can break one, but I don't think you're going to see anything special. It might even be let's say they're even going to take a knee to avoid something worse happening.
Up the line of scrimmage they come, 21.4 seconds. Looks like the old victory formation. A long snap count. They take it and take a knee, and the Cavemen run to the sidelines. Clock is running. And that's going to conclude the first half, ladies and gentlemen. As the clock runs out, the Cavemen lead the Falcons of Liberty High School by 15. It's 30-15. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $7.99. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Chuck and Zach in the press box here with the Cavemen leading at halftime 30-15 over the Falcons of Liberty High School. Run down the scoring for us, Zach.
Yeah, so Liberty got us going with the scoring with 6:36 left in the first quarter. They had a 72-yard run. PAT was good to take an early 7-0 lead over the Cavemen. Then the Cavemen answered back about 4 minutes later with 2:44 left in the first quarter. 10-yard run from Trayton Powers. Then there was a two-point. They went for a two-point conversion with on a pass to Powers from Rosetta. They got it to make it 8-7 Cavemen. Then with 4:52 left in the second quarter, there was a 1-yard run by Powers. They went for two. The two-point conversion was no good. So now we're 14-7 Cavemen. Then with a 1:38 left in the second quarter, there was a 38-yard pass from Rosetta to Isaac Johnson. Two-point run actually by Rosetta was good to make it 22-7. Then with 1:25 left in the second quarter, the Liberty Falcons had an 80-yard kick return. Two-point conversion was good to make it 22-15 Cavemen. And then with 26.4 seconds left after the fumble, there was an 18-yard pass from Rosetta to Isaac Johnson. Two-point conversion to Connor Johnston, which was good to make it 30-15 Cavemen, which is our current halftime score. I mean, it really comes down to the couple stops the Cavemen defense has made. The Cavemen don't have any turnovers, but they have three turnovers on downs, which technically are turnovers, but they don't have any interceptions or fumbles. So we're even on the turnover game because the Falcons have one fumble and two interceptions. So pretty even across the board. Other than that, we'll see what happens at half.
We will. Grants Pass band on the field right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 30-15. We'll run down some individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the numbers that we have for you, which are as unofficial as you can possibly get. First of all, the Grants Pass Cavemen lead it by a score of 30-15 here at halftime as the band takes the field. Unofficially, I have Jordan Rosetta, 17 of 27 and two touchdown tosses, 199 yards. Trayton Powers on pace to get his 100-yard game. We have him for about 49 yards unofficially. Had a couple of scores there also. Westenberg, a couple of rushes, about 3 yards net. Rosetta was sacked a couple of times, lost about 9 yards. 43 yards on the ground, 199 through the air, about 242 yards generated unofficially by the Grants Pass Cavemen compared to about 126. And I thought that sounded a little low, but that's what we have. Some of their scores came on a long run back from about 90 yards out. That doesn't figure into the number. We have Smith with about 7 carries, 23 yards. Merky Perry, six carries, 84 yards, and the score. Their quarterback was sacked at least once, about 98 yards on the ground, 28 through the air, 2 of 4 throwing the football, 126 yards generated unofficially by the Falcons of Liberty High School. So in the first half, ladies and gentlemen, that's the score. We'll run down, we'll continue with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Chuck and Zach in the press box as the band performs in front of the home fans here tonight, talking about what's going to come next and what happened in the first half. In the first half, turnovers. Turnovers, big story.
Yeah, turnovers, I think, is the story, honestly. I mean, the Caveman offense, they didn't start slow, per se. They just couldn't get anything going. It's a weird thing to say. Because, yeah, I mean, they weren't putting points on the board. But the first couple drives, they were moving the ball. I mean, 4, 5, 6 fourth down, you know, conversions, couple not, you know, obviously with the 3 turnover on downs the Caveman had. You know, but I think Coach Page would be pleased with the turnover on downs rather than a turnover. I know it goes in the books the same way, but a turnover on downs means you're giving yourself a chance at least. You're being aggressive. You're doing things where you're in the correct part of the football field that you're allowed, you allow yourself the opportunity to have the chance to go for it at least. And so I think the Caveman have figured it out. I think one thing the Caveman offense is really struggling with, I think the inaccuracies a little bit off and on from Rosetta have been from pressure. You know, it's the first team so far this year that has gotten consistent pressure on him all the time. And you're seeing him throwing off his back foot, having to step up in the pocket, being very uncomfortable very early in the count. And so, you know, with he's experienced, but he's still only a sophomore, right? And I keep saying that, and for those at home that don't understand what it's like to be a sophomore in this situation, there's not very many sophomore quarterbacks playing 6A varsity football, let alone freshman varsity quarterbacks. That's not something that happens very often, and especially with the amount of pressure that Coach Page frankly puts on him in this offense. He throws the ball a lot for a sophomore. I mean, you look at, you know, Liberty, for example, they have a junior quarterback and he has thrown the ball 6-7 times, you know, total. And so there's a lot of pressure on him. And so the offensive line needs to do a good job. I like when Coach Page spread them out completely in those empty formations because, yeah, they brought blitzes. But when you bring a blitz and you're in an empty formation, they're in man-to-man coverage, so somebody's open. And if they try to go zone, then somebody's really open. So I like that, to see that from the Cavemen. But, you know, the storyline, and I've been as harsh on them as anybody this year, the Caveman defense played fantastic defense that first half. I mean, they gave up 7 points because 8 of those points are off of the kickoff return. So I think that so far this year, that is the best overall performance from the Caveman defense. But now they have to duplicate it, right? We talked about it last week going into halftime. What was Singler going to do last week with those adjustments? Well, now what's Liberty going to do? Because their running game has been somewhat stifled. I mean, you said 100-whatever yards. That kind of caught me off guard. I know they haven't done much, but 100-whatever yards on the ground isn't very much for a heavy run team, especially that prides themselves on it. And so, you know, I think the Caveman defense has been the surprise tonight for me, but they're playing so well, it can't go unnoticed with how well they're playing.
All right, let's talk about things to come. You go in, Jordan Rosetta, primarily a pocket passer. We've not seen him be very mobile. Will they try to move him around a little bit? We've not seen him. I don't think we've seen him really roll out all season long, have we?
No. I mean, the times he's rolled out, he's had to step up in the pocket, you know, and evade pressure right or left. He's better going to his right than he is going to his left. So if you're Liberty, you know, you're going to – I would bring pressure from his face because it's always harder to roll as a right-handed quarterback rolling to your left, throwing across your body essentially. So I would imagine Liberty on defense doesn't change a bunch. I think they're going to have to change some of the stuff they do in the secondary. I don't know. It was hard for me to tell if they were in – they kept switching between man and zone. When they were in zone, they were blitzing more often than when they were in man. They were kind of just spying running back and quarterback, it looked like. So I don't know if they'll stick with that and continue to bring pressure and just assume that the pressure is what's going to at some point break Rosetta, or hope they break Rosetta with that. But Rosetta, I think Coach Page can get him out of the pocket a little bit, but he's not the most agile quarterback. He's a great quarterback, has a great arm, but he's still – he's not quick. And so getting him outside the pocket doesn't – it kind of takes him out of his game. So I don't know that you try to get him out of the pocket. But I also don't know if you keep an extra guy in at the line of scrimmage. Do you keep – instead of running the running back in a route, do you keep him in, allow him to help with the blocking? Because right now that's the part that's being overwhelmed is the offensive line is being overwhelmed thus far. So it'll be interesting to see which part of the game the cavemen change, because we know the Falcons are going to have to change something because they just gave up 30 points and a half.
Well, the cavemen also, Coach Page in the pregame said one thing that he really wanted to have happen was have a big running game tonight. That has really not transpired, and I don't know if he can generate something to make that happen. To get either Berg or Powers in a different situation where they can make the run, that would take some of the pressure off of Rosetta.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we see a 30-15 ball game, but I would say the line of scrimmage is being dominated by Liberty on both sides of the football. I think, you know, I think our linebackers are doing a much better job. Our safeties are doing a better job on defense of filling, which is helping our line, because you can't put all that pressure on three or four guys on the defensive line to make every play. So our defense is adjusted. But even then, you know, they're getting blown off the ball quite a bit, just adjusting behind themselves. But on offense, I think the defensive line for Liberty is completely manhandling our offensive linemen right now. And so we need to adjust something somewhere on the offensive line, whether it's getting them more help. Because if you give Rosetta even another second, you know, he gets that much more dangerous.
Now, if you're in the Falcons dressing room right now, their quarterback is young. He is young. He's a year older than Rosetta. He's a sophomore. But he doesn't look like the prototypical quarterback that you like. He's not typically big. Doesn't have an imposing figure. We saw him throw a 30 or 40 yards earlier in the warm-ups, or maybe the first play of the football game. But after that, he has just been totally ineffective in throwing the football. So I don't think there's a lot of faith in here. And they had two quarterbacks listed on their roster coming in. I was looking for one, found one in civilian clothes on the far side. So they're down a little bit probably in terms of talent at quarterback.
No, and I think, you know, the left-hander that they got in their number 12, I think he's their guy anyways. I think we're kind of in the South Medford zone with what we're seeing. I think they're a run-heavy team that so far this year has made – other teams really prove like, hey, you're going to stop our offensive running game or we're just going to keep running it. Well, so far the cavemen and Coach Zina have done a fantastic job of from the get-go. After that first counter play, you know, they've had the one long run. I mean, if you take away the 72-yard run, they've got 50 yards of offense. You know, and so I think some of that is a factor, and they've done a great job of adjusting to it. And so, you know, kind of touching back to what you were saying, that their quarterback play is similar to what I think South Medford quarterback play was. I don't think he can beat you, and I think our corners are good enough to stay with. They're not a comfortable team throwing the football. You can just tell. And so I think the K-men continue to load the box. I think it's going to take one or two pass plays that we get beat deep for them to have to change, you know, what the K-men are doing, because until that point, the running defense has been fantastic. You know, even missing a couple key pieces, you know, I think Braden Carlson is a name that we call very often on the last few Friday nights. You know, obviously, Coach Pace said he's out with a concussion. You know, Wyatt Peterson is a name that we used to call all the time. You know, obviously, he's out with a torn ACL, which is a huge loss for the cavemen defense. And so even without those two pieces tonight, for the defense to play the way they are, I mean, I don't think that Coach Page could ask anything more you know, because you're a 76-yard, you're a 72-yard run and an 80-yard kickoff return away from this thing being 30-0 and the Cavemen being in complete control.
How important is the first possession in that second half?
I think it's important for the Cayman defense to, you know, giving up a score is not detrimental to the whole second half, but you can't give it up on a big play like the 72-yard run. You got to give it up on making them prove that they're going to run, like we've talked about pregame, 20-20, and really make them earn it and march down the field and prove, because right now they're struggling with the snaps even. You know, they had a couple fumbles on snaps. So make them prove they can drive it 80, 70, 60 yards to get the score, take some time off the clock, and then, you know, go score. Hopefully they get a stop, but, you know, you got to make them earn it if they're going to give up a touchdown.
Cavemen going to kick off to start the second half. Where is they, where are they going to kick it to, and how far? Any thoughts?
At this point, you might as well just kick it out of bounds and give it to them on the 35, honestly. It's not a bad play at this point.
No, it's not. That's a great shot.
Yeah.
2:43 showing on the clock. The band is off the field. The Cavemen just out of the tunnel right now, and just ahead of them were the Falcons. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cavemen Football here on KAJO Grants Pass. We'll be back with the second half after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Couple of programming notes. Next Friday, once again, we will be on our sister station, KLDR 98.3, on the FM side of things, or KLDR.com, because of the Duck football game is going to be next Friday night, and we're contractually obligated to put them here on KAJO. So that's the situation there. Just another note, informative note, the Pride of the Northwest marching band competition is being hosted right here tomorrow at Grants Pass High School. There will be some strange markings around the high school on streets. Some will be closed to facilitate moving these bands around and in and out of the field. So that it is happening tomorrow right here at Grants Pass High, one of the premier band competitions in the state. And of course, the Grants Pass band will be not competing. They're hosting, but they'll be putting on a show, you can bet. Just a few seconds away from getting this opening tip-off underway. Opening tip-off. Changing
sports. You already had basketball season on me?
Yeah, thinking about that. I talked to a couple of football players. We were talking about basketball season last Wednesday night at the Abby's Pizza Caveman Corner. Looking forward to that. Let's see. Brevik Hill says he's a basketball player. He's also a golfer. Young man has a 2 handicap.
I heard.
A 2 handicap. Break my heart.
I'm just happy to 2-putt.
I have a 2 handicap on each hole. The clock is set to get this game underway here, and they have taken Neil Diamond off of the PA. Sweet Caroline, one of the hometown fans' favorites. Everybody gets into it, sings along. 30-15 the score, and the Cavemen will be kicking off to the Falcons to get this second half underway, and we expect that momentarily, although both teams are still huddled around their head coaches. The officials are waiting at the center of the field. Cavemen kickoff team is right at the 40-yard line. They are not deployed yet. Same situation with the Falcons, and now they deploy.
Yeah, it's intriguing. You and I talked about a pregame off of the air. You know, we've had a few PATs missed here and there, you know, the last couple weeks, and now we see Leon kicking off all the time, and Parker Roberts just doing the punt, the punting duties. But I expected Leon to kick the PATs. And so it's been a little weird to see the Cayman going for two consistently all the time. And obviously when you're getting them at least every other one, it's kind of offsetting anyways. But it'll be interesting to see, maybe not this week as much, but moving forward, if that's something the Cayman continuously do or if that's just this week trying to get Lyon comfortable with PATs completely and then we go back to it. So that's something to watch the weeks moving forward, especially in playoffs. The playoffs, the PAT is sometimes the most important play.
Alejandro's teeing up the football as we speak. And he's in position, as are all of the players on the field. Cavemen kicking off, going right to left across your radio dial. They are kicking towards A Street. And there's the kick. A squib kick comes up to about the 35-yard line, and there's a pile on it there. They immediately covered it up. Didn't get in much in the air at all.
Yeah, he just kicked a low line drive squib kick and hit right off the up. Got it. Looked like he was trying to get out of the way almost. It took a hop and it hit him right in the knee, and he just had to jump on it. So kind of like what I said, you know, I would have kicked it out of bounds and just get it on the 35, and he kicked it off somebody to get on 35, so it works.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line for these Falcons. 11:57 on the clock. Here we go. Get close to your radios, folks. One man split to the right-hand side for the Falcons. And a crowd around the football. Looks like the man's coming up under center. Quarterback up under center. Slot on the left-hand side. Two back set. There's the snap. And they give it to the left tailback. Gets his head down. First down yardage. Gets across the 40 out to about the 46, 47, 48-yard line. So real quickly, about 18 yards.
Yes, they went back to the more traditional wing T look. And the Cavemen kind of went back to the arm tackling that we saw last week and we hadn't seen much of tonight. And so hopefully, you know, the Cavemen can go back to that physical play because the Cavemen defense was very physical the entire first half.
All right, it is first and 10 from the 48-yard line. Once again, one man split to the left-hand side. Had the give to the tailback going off the left-hand side. Gets to midfield and is stood up about the 50-yard line. That's where they'll mark the football. So it'll be gain of two. On the clock. It's running as we're in the second half here. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass. Second down and about seven. Ball comes up. Well, they've spotted the ball on the 49-yard line. Split right. Slot on the left-hand side. Up under center again for the young quarterback. That's Ochoa. Turns, gives the ball left-hand side. Man comes around to the right-hand side and is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. May have lost a yard.
Yeah, great job by the Cayman defense. It looked like Tim Hart stayed home on this end. They ran a sweep to the left, and we're going to try to run a reverse back, and Tim Hart did a great job of just widening the field on this side, making him have to cut back up into the middle of the field, and then more Cayman helmets were coming this way. And just great team defense so far. I mean, I got nothing bad to say about the Cayman defense side. They're doing a great job of keeping everything inside the numbers.
Third and eight from the 50. Split right, once again, slot on the left-hand side, under center this time for Ochoa. Turns, gives it to the first man to the line of scrimmage, and he finds very little, maybe a yard on the line surge. So that's going to bring up fourth down, and, well, they're going to mark him two. Fourth and about five for these Falcons. That's at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, and like we talked about at halftime, I don't know that this stop or this score, whatever happens here, is detrimental to the whole second half, but I do know that a stop here for the Cayman defense goes a long ways with them just building that much more confidence, and I think it just becomes that much more difficult for Liberty moving forward in the second half if they stop here, because then it allows the Cayman to take, you know, a pretty commanding lead at that point.
Fourth and five, they show no signs, but they'll quick punt, although we're not up under center this time. Yes, we are. We are up under center. And there's a whistle
game.
Stopping. Didn't get it off in time. 9:18 on the clock. It stopped with the whistle. And that may change the play.
Yeah, the coach was with the quarterback was with the coach for a really long time. And there was not really a sense of urgency. I don't think anybody even on Liberty thought about the play clock. And the back judge had his hand up for the full 5 seconds and which ends up being a huge 5-yard penalty for the Cavemen because now it's going to make Liberty really decide what they're doing here on fourth down, which I'm assuming they're going for it, chasing this many points.
Well, the ball is back on their side of the field on their own 48-yard line, fourth and 10. They split one man to the right-hand side, two men to the right-hand side. One man to the left-hand side, back in the shotgun this time. They'll put Perry to the left shoulder. Deep drop by the quarterback. Wants to throw the passes away down the field to the right-hand side. Intercepted at the 31-yard line.
He dropped it. It's actually better he dropped it anyways. That was DeShane who had his hands on it. But he ends up dropping it, which actually helps the Cavemen because if he catches it, they end up losing 20 yards.
So the ball comes back to the 48-yard line in the possession of Grant's Pass. So first down and 10 for the Cavemen after the stop to begin the second half.
He didn't mean to not catch it, but it was actually a better play that he didn't catch it. Because they truly would have lost 20 yards if he catches the football.
Up the line of scrimmage. Cavemen come. Trips the left-hand side in a triangle. One man split to the right-hand side. Powers the tailback out of the pistol for Rosetta. Pass the flat left-hand side quickly. It's complete. Man is dropped, though, almost immediately. Gain of a couple of yards, maybe.
Yeah, they tried to run a quick wide receiver screen to Isaac Johnson. The scary one was that as Isaac is getting tackled going to the ground, he kind of rolls up on Brevik Hill, and Brevik Hill is struggling getting off the field right now. He's walking under his own power, but he got rolled up on really bad. And that's an important key for the Cavemen offense since he started.
Yeah, Brevik was responsible for a total of 14 points in the last game against South. Four receivers out, two to each side right now. Out of the pistol for Rosetta. There's the snap. Passes flat to the left-hand side. It's complete. And first down yardage out to about the 35-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 12.
Yeah, Tim Hart there on the quick hitch does a good job when he catches it. He does a quick spin move towards the sidelines, which makes the first defender miss, which allowed him to get the first down.
Two-man split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Cavemen on the drive. They give the ball to Powers. Powers first carry in the half. Gets the ball out to about the just across the 30-yard line. It'll be a gain of about five. So Powers picks up another five.
Yeah, it's just your standard stretch play to the right-hand side, and Powers just hits the hole extremely quickly and gets the easy 5 yards.
Two-man split to the right-hand side. Powers again to the right-hand side. Avoids one. Has a hole. Breaks free to the right-hand side. Still on his feet. He's going. Is he out of bounds? Pushed out of bounds inside the 10-yard line, about the 8. Looked like he had a chance to go all the way.
Yeah, he was close. He had one man to beat, and the one man just kind of clipped his shoulder, which knocked him out of bounds for the big first down, though, for the Cavemen.
Quickly, the snap again to Powers going to the left-hand side. He's got some running room. Tries to turn the corner at the 9-yard line, but caught and brought down there. No gain on the play. So he probably lost a yard that time.
Now Powers comes up limping a little bit.
And he's trotting to the sideline. So Berg is in at tailback. Two-man split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. There's the snap. Play-action fake. Rolling to the right-hand side. Has a man in the end zone. Pass is complete. Touchdown, Grant's Pass.
Brevik Hill.
So Hill is all right. And the Cavemen are leading by 21. 36-15 the score right now. Let's see what the Cavemen do in terms of the point after.
Looks like they're going to go for two again. Yeah, they're going for two. Everybody's staying on the field.
Up the line of scrimmage. Here we go. Two-man split to the right-hand side. One way out to the left. Berg off to the left-hand side. He breaks into the end zone and passes away.
It's good to Hill again.
Good to Hill again. So the Cavemen just keep finding two everywhere we look. A look at the scoreboard is where we find it. 6:40 to play here in the third. It is 38-15. We'll be back with a kickoff after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Alejandro getting ready to kick the football off again. Mr. Leon going to put his toe to it, and this one is a squib kick again. Rolls down to about the 30-yard line, and that's where it is recovered. First down and 10 for the Falcons.
Yeah, another good kick by Leon. Kicks it to the up, man. He gets it. He had room to run, but he ends up just crouching down to the ground at the 30. And so another good job to keep them back and not allow them an easy score.
So first down and 10 for the Falcons on the short end of a 38-15 score here in the third period. They come up to the line of scrimmage. They'll split one man out to the left-hand side. Two men to the left-hand side. And in tight on the right, they'll put a man in motion coming left to right, turn to give him the football. Turns and cuts back upfield and is caught and breaks a free to the right-hand side, and he's going to break out in front of everybody. He's a speedster, and he's caught and brought down. The flag flies. Did the flag fly? I think so. Was that a horse collar?
Yeah, you're going to get a horse collar on Kingston Connolly just trying to do anything to bring him down. And those are the big rushing plays the key man can't afford to give up. You know, like we're talking about, you got to make him earn it. And those big 40, 50-yard runs, it's the same run they've been doing. So somebody just lost track of their gap assignment and allowed for a big run. And then there was a couple missed tackles in between that as well.
So we'll see where we put the football down. Horse collar.
So it'll be half the distance to the goal. So they'll get the ball at the 10.
So first and 10 will be obviously first and goal for the Falcons. That quickly. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun. The man comes in motion left to right. Up back, going to the right-hand side. It's number 20, and he's no untouched into the end zone. So Perry from 10 yards out gets the rushing touchdown at its 38-21. And we'll see what the Falcons do here for the point after.
I was going to say, they're going to have to go for two to keep up with the Cavemen scoring because they got to get it back to a two-possession game here.
And they're going for the two. Perry's the tailback out of the shotgun this time. There's the snap. They give it to the right-hand side. Man is stopped short. They handed it off to, I believe, number 7, Matt Jones, and he was stopped short. 6:17 to play. It's 38-21. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $7.99. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
38-21 as the teams come back out on the field and the Cavemen looking to get back to the offensive side of things.
Yeah, and this is where the Cavemen return team can't get caught off guard, because right now the Falcons are really looking for something to happen, especially being down 17 points. And so this is where the onside kick is definitely a factor, so the Cavemen, the front row, can't start going backwards until the ball truly passes them.
Ball is marked for play. They put the toe to it, and it goes deep this time, about to the 12-yard line. Picked up there and comes straight back up across the 30. Little stutter step, gets to the 35. First down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Was that Hart? It was Hart.
It was Hart.
38-21 the score, and the Cavemen offense coming onto the field. Looking to answer the last touchdown by the Falcons.
Yeah, you'd like to see the Cavemen get the running game going with Powers a little bit more like they did the last series.
And Cavemen started up the line of scrimmage, and the whistle blew by the official. The Falcons, we have timeout on the field? Timeout on the field to look at the score.
No, they're bringing the coaches back out again.
Are you kidding me again? All right, well. Another official timeout. And I'll have to get with the coaches and see what these really are all about. Because this is new this year.
Well, now this is 4-3 games. And I didn't even see the couple times before, you could see it getting, you know, a little bit chippy, but nothing. We've seen a lot worse in past years, you know, as far as pushing and shoving after the play.
Oh, golly,
we haven't seen a bunch of that this year. So I don't know if it's just some sort of verbiage that is being spoke between players. I don't know what the issue is, but there's a lot of these happening. And at some point, you're going to just have to – I mean, I'm not a big flag person, but at a certain point, you just got to start throwing flags or doing something to stop it, I guess.
If that's what you're charged with.
Yeah, because basically at this point, you're just slapping both teams on the wrist.
Because we haven't seen very much flagrant at all on the field. And this is not – I don't think this is good for the fans, or as long as they're doing something, if they're really doing something, or if it just – somebody said a bad word. Okay, it's football. And again, Coach Page calls all of his troops around him. So obviously they were pointing at the Grants Pass Cavemen this time. And the Falcons remain on the field.
Yeah, it's just a weird dynamic to see – you know, we've gone from not seeing this whatsoever for a few years now to now we've got four different times in three games. And so
I have seen occasions where they have talked to the coaches. More often than not, though, they just go to the sidelines and talk to
them
straight on. Now they're
not both at the same time.
First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball marked at the 35-yard line. They're on 35. As the Cavemen break out of the huddle. 2 men split to the left-hand side, 2 to the right-hand side. I believe that's Power still at tailback. Moves off to the right shoulder of Rosetta out of the shotgun. Put a man in motion going left to right. And they hand him the ball on the fly sweep, and he's immediately hit and dropped for a loss of about 5 or 6 yards back to about the 27-yard line. I think they're going to mark him at the 29. It'll be a loss of 7.
Yeah, they tried to run the fly sweep to Brevik Hill with Berg in the game. So I'm wondering if Powers is still a little banged up on the sidelines after whatever we saw him coming off the field on the previous series.
2 men split left, 1 split right. There's the snap. Heavy pressure. Passes away. And complete.
Hey, they're going to give it to him.
Oh, complete?
Yeah, they're going to give it to him.
To about the 39-yard line.
Looked like he was juggling. It was a deep comeback. Looked like he was kind of juggling as he went out of bounds, but the sideline judge is going to give it to him. Must have got his feet in and received the ball at the same time.
That was about a 12-yard gain. Third down on about 6. 4 receivers out, 2 to each side. There's the snap, play-action fake, and knocked to the ground in the backfield. Loose football. Big, big hit on Rosetta. He is up and all right.
They're going to call it an incomplete pass, but they're lucky it wasn't called a fumble. I agree that it was an incomplete pass. His arm was coming forward, but that could have gone very badly for the Caymans right there. The Caymans are going to have to punt the football.
5:26 showing on the clock. Fourth down and about six for the Grants Pass Caymans. They show a punt formation. Nobody drops back to receive for the Falcons.
Fake.
Going to the right-hand side. And first down yardage. That's why they didn't send anybody deep. They've seen Coach Page do this before. But the gain of about eight was good enough.
That was a great job. One of the upbacks of the up blockers is always Connor Johnston. And they did a great job of direct snapping it right to him. And now the Caymans are quickly on the ball going for it on tempo right away.
Two-man split left, one split to the right-hand side. Berg remains the tailback. Man comes in motion left to right. There's the snap. Rosetta pulls it down, hits the runs out of bounds after gaining about 5 or 6 yards, maybe seven. Gets about to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, good job, Rosetta, there. The pressure, the pocket opened up for him to step up in. The pressure and the whole route tree went to the opposite side of the field, and so there was nobody aside from the middle backer just chasing after him. So it was a good job of picking up, you know, pretty good yardage on first down run.
But that triangle receivers to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. There's the snap. And he passes the flat left-hand side, I believe, to Berg, and he's hit and dropped. Oh, may again, maybe a yard. Third down and a long two, short three. And the Caymans back up in the line of scrimmage quickly. Two receivers to the right. One comes to the left-hand side. That's Hart all alone. And the Grants Pass Caymans pull him off sides again.
Good job by the Caymans offensive line to not move an inch. Gets a free 5 yards to the Caymans and an automatic first down.
4:33 on the clock. We're in the third period. This is Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Up the line of scrimmage come the Grants Pass Caveman with a fresh set of downs. Strips to the right-hand side. Two receivers to the left. So we've got five wideouts, an empty backfield for Rosetta. There's a snap. Heavy pressure coming. Passes away down the left-hand side. It's complete, man, out. And Grants Pass going to score from the 47-yard line. Make that the 41-yard line. And the
Brevik Hill, I believe. Yeah, it was Brevik Hill from the slot, wide open in the middle.
So the Caveman put up six more. It's 44-21.
And that's what makes the Caveman offense right now so dangerous, is because all these teams are seeing all this film, because everybody trades film now and all that stuff, which is great. So all they're seeing is, you know, Brevik Hill, Isaac Johnson, but you can't take away both of them. You can't, you know, play over the top too much, because then you're going to run the ball with Powers and Berg. So this Caveman offense, when it's clicking, is very tough, because you can't just take away a specific guy and the whole offense goes away, which is kind of what you see with the Falcons, right? They struggle throwing the football, whereas the Caveman definitely aren't having a problem on either side of the ball lately.
Try for a point after. They're going to kick this one. Alejandro Leon will put his toe to it. There's the snap, and the kick is up. Dang. And it's good. 45-21 to score. Grants Pass leading. We'll have the kickoff for you after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $7.99. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at diamondhi.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman lining up for the kickoff. Mr. Leong will again put his toe to it. Let's see what the strategy is this time.
Yeah, I think he's got to stay with that short squib kick.
Oh, yeah. Don't kick it deep. And again, right down the center. High and falling on about the 24-yard line. So, about the worst field position the Falcons have had to begin a drive. 46-21, Grants Pass leads here in the third period. Don't forget Friday night, folks. We'll be on a different radio station. 98.3 KLDR. Falcons come up to the line of scrimmage. Out of the shotgun. Slot left. Slot right. Man comes in motion to the right-hand side. The pitch, the motion man coming to the right-hand side. Try to turn him back inside for help. Pushed out of bounds on about the 25-yard line. So little or no gain, about a one-yard gain.
Yeah, it was a good job there by the Cayman defense. They ran in motion and actually tossed the ball to the guy coming in motion. The Cayman defense did a good job of just kind of it was the short side of the field to begin with and did a good job of just rushing with it, letting it go, and then stepping up, making the tackle.
Falcons come out of the huddle up the line of scrimmage. They're going to split one man wide to the left-hand side this time. Slot left, slot right. Man comes in motion left and right, and they give it to the motion man again, and the cavemen are ready for this one, and again, stop him right at the 25-yard line. No gain again.
And the running back's down for Liberty.
I'm beginning to get the impression that we're tiring Liberty out and creating some cramps. That's my suspicion. That's the second man they've had down in the last 5 or 6 minutes. Usually up pretty quickly. Of course, we hope it's nothing more than a cramp. You know, don't wish ill will on any of these fine young men, regardless of the color uniform they wear. 3:36 on the clock while they tend to him. We'll take a deep breath. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
Powers. There's still Teddy, that young man there. Perhaps more than a crap. We certainly hope that it's certainly nothing serious. 3:36 on the clock. And now he's up. And gets a round of applause from, of course, the home fans and the visiting fans also. Comes off the field. See if we can pick up a number on the young lad. Number 3 coming off the field. That's Malik Smith. One of their ball carriers. I have him for about 44 yards on 10 carries. It's unofficial. And we're getting right back to action with the Falcons now in the huddle. Third down, 10 to go. Ball on the 24-yard line. Ball marked for play. Clock is wound. They're splitting two men to the left-hand side this time. One man to the right-hand side out of the shotgun. Single back set with a slot on the right-hand side. They'll move the number 20. That's Perry to the left-hand side. Fake from him. They'll throw to him in the flat on the right-hand side, and he'll try to get upfield, and the caveman drop him behind the line of scrimmage. So, well, they're still going to mark it right at the line of scrimmage. So the pass was complete.
Yes, they ran a fake to him, and then tried to wheel him out in the backfield, and both Connor Johnson and Ashton Park were both there. Connor was a little bit behind because obviously he's playing the edge, but Ashton Park from the middle linebacker position coming up and flying through his middle, his hip, and making the tackle, creating this long fourth down for Liberty.
So fourth and 10 deep in their own territory. We anticipate they'll punt it away, and the Cavemen are anticipating that also as they do show a little punt formation here. Man standing back on the 15-yard line will get a quick punt away. Does, and it's a high kick that will drive the receiver back, picks up the football, moves off to the right-hand side, has some speed, turns a corner on the right-hand side, across the 50, the 30, still on his feet at the 35, down to the 30-yard line and out of bounds, and a flag flies. Oh, the home fans did not like that one. And lots of people being, and a second flag flies. So at least two flags are down. I think one for the initial hit. Probably the second one for the retaliation, and that's just speculation because it's on the far side of the field.
Yeah, the problem is it's right in front of the Keyman bench, and the first hit, it's probably just going, it's be a helmet to helmet because it wasn't targeting by any means, so it's gonna be helmet to helmet, and then it's right in front of the Keyman bench, and so then the whole Liberty team just got swarmed by a whole bunch of cavemen. The coaches tried to get there in time to push everybody back, but it was a little too late for all the cavemen showing up.
And again, we have an official tuttle. Coaches haven't been invited yet.
We're going to get 15 yards for the penalty, and then depending on how many unsportsmanlikes or how whatever you want to call it, whatever they're going to call next, it might offset. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
See, there are just two flags on the field that we can see.
Yeah, nobody threw their hat. They didn't throw multiples. Yeah, personal foul. So that's the Falcons. That's the helmet to helmet. That unsportsmanlike on Grant's pass.
On
Liberty as well.
Liberty.
So the Cayman coaching staff must have done a pretty good job. It just became a huddle, but it must have been more coaches than it was players.
Phew, all right.
So now we're going to have first and it might be first and goal by the time they do half the distance twice.
2:26 showing on the clock.
Because normally it would have been two 15-yard penalties because the unsportsman likes after the play.
And the ball comes back. They're standing about on the 12 or 13-yard line. Now the second infraction being enforced. And that will take the ball down to about the six. 6 or 7-yard line.
First and goal for the Cavemen.
Yeah, in between the 6 and 7.
I see Powers back in at running back for the Cayman, which is a good sign.
That is a good sign. In fact, I had the binoculars up looking for him on the sidelines.
And this is an important score for the Cayman. This one, it doesn't necessarily put the game completely away, but it definitely puts it to where it's, especially with the Liberty offense, it definitely puts it to where it's almost out of reach for the Falcons. And it really makes a statement for the Cayman. You know, this is 45 points in 3 quarters already. If you can get to that 52 mark in 3 quarters, that's a good night. And with their defense playing the way they're playing, it's so far, obviously there's a whole quarter left, but so far this has been a well-rounded game for the Cavemen.
All right, Cavemen come out from the huddle on the sidelines, 2:26 showing on the clock. It's goal to go from first and goal from the 7. 2 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Powers is back in at running back. There's a snap, and they give to Powers. Comes to the left-hand side, gets a block or two, and scoots in for the end zone and scores. So it's now 51-21. The Cavemen lead by 30. There goes our 44-point average.
Well, that was a good run by Powers. He was very patient. There was nobody in his face this time like we've seen from Liberty. He just kind of stretched it out himself. Waited, and then he finally saw the hole, and he put his foot in the ground and cut up the field to get the touchdown.
What's it? Is that his third touchdown tonight?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
All right, and once again, Alejandro to kick the extra point. The kick is up, and it's good. 52-21, the Cavemen lead it, 2:19 to play here. We'll be back with a kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Caveman ready to kick it off. Alejandro Leon is teed up and approaches the football. And once again, that squib kick rolls up to about the 32-yard line where it's recovered by the Falcons. Well, they'll take over first down and 10 with 2:16 left to play here in the third, leading 52-21.
It's been a well-rounded game for the Cavemen, you know, especially defensively. I've been really impressed with the Caveman defense tonight. I mean, granted, the quarterback for Liberty isn't the best, but the Cavemen, the rushing offense has been, you know, just a problem for the Cavemen to start the year, and they have completely held the Liberty offense in check and have tried to make the quarterback beat them, and he obviously can't thus far. So Cavemen defense has been very, very impressive tonight.
Falcons come up the line of scrimmage, up under center this time. There's a snap, gives to the tailback coming to the right-hand side. That's Perry, tries to turn the corner. He's fast, gets a corner turn, and is pushed out of bounds on about the 46-yard line. So Falcon first down, a quick 16 yards by Perry. He is a blazer.
Yeah, he's fast, and DeShane's talking to the referee down here on our sidelines.
And the flag flies.
It's because DeShane was talking to the referee. He was getting held. Yeah. And the referee didn't call it, but then he just kept chipping at the referee and is going to get the unsportsmanlike here.
There it is. DeShane was talking to himself as he walks back. We're talking to, maybe that was Rossetti was talking to.
Yeah,
and he goes to the sidelines.
DeShane's getting himself pulled.
Yes.
And he's getting an earful from Coach Page right now.
Yeah, he is. Up to the up under center. Dirt again to give to Perry, going to the right-hand side, looking for some running room. The Cavemen say no running room, and he's pushed out of bounds on about the 20. And a flag flies again. And I'm not sure which way this is going.
The one on DeShane I get, because DeShane was chipping at the referee, telling him what's going on, but I have no idea what's going on this one.
It was pushed out of bounds.
He's pushed out of bounds. They're playing football. You got to let the kids play football still, too.
And personal foul again on the Cavemen. So I'll just let you hear what the home fans have to say about that. You can probably hear it.
Yeah, like I said, the one on DeShane I get, but that one, the kids are just playing football. There wasn't even any shoving out of bounds. They literally shoved him out of bounds, making the tackle, and then they all started running back to the defensive side of the ball. So apparently we have a flag happy ref down here on our sidelines, and Coach Page is going to call a timeout to get everybody under control.
Yeah, they got a new flag, and you want to use it. Yeah. So 2:05 showing on the clock. It's 52-21. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local, trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
just a footnote, Grants Pass did lose to Liberty last year in the playoffs. Game they felt that they should have won, and a lot of the guys were looking forward to this game.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of these, especially the underclassmen, they were a little bit peeved, I guess would be the word, from last year, and thinking they should have won, and they're definitely showing that they had some angst towards them.
Up the line of scrimmage here, first and 10 from the 12 for the East Falcons. They give the ball off left hand. Running back coming out of the backfield. It falls across the 5-yard line, so he'll pick up about 6 yards. About 7 yards.
And just a sweep play to the left-hand side. It appears from up here that there's a lot of holding going on on the Liberty side of the football, but nothing's really being called. You got a lot of cavemen trying to get off blocks and basically being tackled with the block.
Quarterback up under center, two back set, slot on the right-hand side. There's the snap, and they give right-hand side, scoots in, touchdown. It's now 52-27. How many points can we get on the board this time? All right, from the 6.
Yeah, they just ran. That one was just the backside counter, and the caveman just had nobody there that time.
Try for point after. It appears they're going to try to kick it if they can get the right personnel on the field. Somebody woke the young man up and trots onto the field now. I think this is the holder. Yes. He's set. We're set. There's the snap. There's the kick. And it appears to be good. It is good. Well, score 52 right now, 28. 52-28, Grants Pass leads with a minute 20 left here in the third. And we'll have more for you right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Looking for a local, trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Caveman looks like they have their hands team on the field right now with Hartback and single safety. And there's the kick at it. It's deep to Hart, bounces at the 20, picked up on the 18-yard line, hits back up the field, looks for a block or two, scoots across the 20, down to about the, scoots across the 30, down to about the 32. That's where the Caveman will take over. First down and 10 here with a minute 15 left here in the third period. Leading 52-28 over these Liberty Falcons.
Yeah, this is the part of the game that, you know, we're already seeing a little bit of it, but this is the part of the game that gets a little testy for both teams. It starts to get chippy, right? You're down, Liberty's down 24, Caveman are leading by 24, and so it's going to be the war of attrition here for a little bit to not have those 15-yard penalties, because those are what's going to kill a drive and sometimes allow a team back in this football game that they don't belong in.
All right, the Cavemen split two men to the narrow side of the field. The ball on the left hash mark, so with two on the left-hand side, two on the right-hand side, so four wideouts out of the shotgun. Quick pass to flat on the left-hand side. It's complete. Scoots ahead for maybe a yard or two. They got the ball in the hands of Connolly. And going to mark it for 1 yard.
Yeah, tried to run a quick wide receiver screen to him. And he kind of just ran out of real estate. He tried to cut it back to the middle of the field, which is where the inside screen tries to go, but he had nowhere to go once he made a couple steps inside. There was nowhere for him to go.
Split left. Three trips to the right-hand side for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Second down and 9. Deep in their own territory. They put a man in motion, and a flag flies. I think that's going to be on the
Falcons.
Or is it the caveman?
False start, caveman.
I know the caveman had a man in motion. We saw somebody jump on the Falcon side. The caveman jumped prior to that. So second down and 14. Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left out of the pistol. They'll put Powers in motion going left to right. Quick pass to Powers on the right-hand side. Avoids one man. Gets a block or two on the right-hand side. Turns a corner on the right-hand side. Gets close to the line to gain. He'll be a little short, probably a couple of yards. Gets about to the 38, 39-yard line.
And a good little swing.
I estimated that. He's still about five short.
Yeah, it's a good little swing pass screen for the caveman offense. The wide receivers all did a good job out there maintaining their blocks, which allowed Powers to make a decision which way to go.
Single receiver to the left, two men to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field right now. They'll bring a man in motion going right to left to the wide side. There's the snap of the give to Powers. Powers is hit and immediately dropped as a man penetrated almost untouched into the backfield. So a loss of six or a loss of five that time for Powers.
Yeah, that'll bring us to the end of the third quarter with that play.
2-1. There's the buzzer. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Fourth down for the Grants Pass Caveman. There is the snap, and the punt is high and will hang up for a while and takes a took a Falcon bounce and was immediately down by the Grants Pass Caveman. We're going to mark the ball about on the 45-yard line. That's where the Falcons will get it, first down and 10.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent punt, but then took a terrible hop backwards for the caveman.
A lot of hang time, but didn't matter this time.
Yeah, this is the part of the game where the caveman really want to make, if Liberty is going to score, the caveman really got to make him earn it here and wait, get some time going off this clock. Up 24.
Yeah, first down and 10. Ball on their own 45-yard line for the Falcons to begin this drive. They'll spit one man wide to the right-hand side. Slot on the left-hand side. Once again, the quarterback comes up under center, unbalanced line to the left-hand side. Think of the ball to the tailback, dives off the right-hand side, dives about up to the 50-yard line. And again, DeShane says, I was held. To no avail, ball is about the 49-yard line, so a gain of about four that time.
Yeah, up 24 here. The Cayman just got to make them earn it. You know, four, five, 6 yards at a time. Just make them nickel and dime you down the field.
Second and six. Two men split to each side. Under center, they give the ball right. No, they reverse it, come back to the right-hand side again to number 20. He is shy of the line to gain. Well, it depends on where they mark his forward progress. He did fall forward. I think that got them the first down. It did, as he gets to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, the Falcons still aren't doing anything special. You know, they got one guy going one way, one another, pulling guards, pulling tackles. Yeah. It's the same offense they've been running the entire time.
Split left, split right, up under center. 2 minutes in the backfield, turn. They'll give it to the first up man on a little quick opener. Gets to about the 40-yard line, is pushed back. I think they're not good at, well, they're going to give him the 42, so that'll be a gain of about three.
And a good job by the caveman defense to meet him essentially right at the line of scrimmage. then wait for the rest of the game to come and gang tackle and make the clock run and make them earn it.
At the 10-13 mark, leading 52-28. Off the line of scrimmage come the Falcons. Splitting two men to the right-hand side. Splitting three men to the right-hand side. Coming out of the shotgun this time. Single receiver to the left. Short pass goes right-hand side of the flat. Incomplete. I have that as about only the fifth pass attempted by this young quarterback, Ochoa. 9:52 on the clock. It stopped on the incompletion. 52-28 to score. Once again, we'll be on KLDR next Friday night, folks. Don't forget Duck football right here tomorrow. Big game. Number two against number three. Ohio State and the Ducks at Autzen Stadium. Pre-game starts at 2:30. Out of the shotgun again. Three receivers out. Four receivers out. Two to each side. Single back set. They turn and they give it to the back. They reverse it immediately. Comes back to the right-hand side. Missed one tackle. Gets away from the second. Finally dropped behind the line of scrimmage. You'll lose yardage.
Yeah, it was a good job by the Cayman. They tried to go back to their reverse. They stretched it our way and then reversed it back away from us. I believe Braden Reese was the one that made the tackle, but good job by a whole bunch of Cayman defenders staying home, and nobody really got fooled on that one, and another good team tackle for us in a 4th and 10 here for Liberty.
9:20 on the clock. They are on the Cayman side of the field, still a long ways out. But when you're trailing 52-28, what do? You send three wide receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side, and stay in the shotgun. Let your young quarterback bail you out if he can. Deep drop. Here comes the pressure from the Cayman. Steps up, runs the right-hand side, keeps it, and is brought down on about the 40-yard line and thrown out of bounds. So a gain of about five, it's going to be Cape Man football.
Yeah, it's a good job there by the Cayman defense. The quarterback did a good job of stepping up in the pocket, but I believe it was number three, Nathan Bassett, from a safety position. Just kind of was almost like playing spy on him, not on purpose, but just basically playing spy. And then he just kind of slowly made ground towards him until he could go make the tackle. Then he did a good job of stopping him 5 yards short.
First and 10 for the Cavemen, not deep in their own territory, at their own 40-yard line. Split one man to the right-hand side. Two men stacked to the left-hand side. I believe that still powers a quarterback, and they'll put a man in motion coming to the right-hand side. Turns upfield as the snap comes back. Force out of the pocket, and Rosetta pulls the ball down and avoids that. They finally blew it dead just to protect the quarterback. He's pushed down to about the 25-yard line.
And I'm a little surprised that Coach Page comes out throwing there. I would have thought that, you know, you run the football with powers to start, get a 2-3-4 yard gain, and then you go to your passing game just to kind of get the clock running, which the clock is running, but you lost.
That's second down and 22.
Yeah, you lost 12, 13 yards on the play.
One man split to the right-hand side, trips in a triangle to the left-hand side. Rosetta out of the pistol. High snap from center, pass on the flat left-hand side. It's complete. Man puts his head down, gets across the 35, almost to the, still fights his way across the 40-yard line, so he gets all that real estate that was lost and maybe picked up an extra yard. So he'll pick up 12, 13 yards. Where are we going to mark the football? Well, not quite all of the real estate.
Yeah, we have a flag back by where Rosetta was. So it's either going to be something to do with them hitting Rosetta late, or
it is personal foul against the Falcons.
Yeah, he didn't say roughing the passer, so I don't know if somebody just went high or what happened there, but definitely going to give the Cayman a first down.
Clock showing 7:55. It stopped on the penalty. So the ball comes down to the Falcon side of the field for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball spotted on the 44-yard line. First down and 10 to go. Leading 52-28 up to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers come to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Rosetta stays in the pistol. Bowers is the tailback. And now the ball's marked for play. Here we go. Rosetta's running. Crouches. There's the snap. Two-step drop. Heavy pressure, and he's hit and dropped again back at about the 42-yard line.
Yes, I'm really not liking the passing, on, especially on first down, because Liberty is pinning their ears back, and they're blitzing. And right now the offensive line doesn't have an answer for the middle linebacker coming. That's twice in a row that they've dropped out of pass, and they're getting free shots in Rosetta, and that's one thing you can't have happen with a 24-point lead.
Three receivers, two to the right, one to the left. And it got the Falcons to jump offside, so we get five of those back. So that'll bring the ball up right to midfield, the 50-yard line. So about 16 to go. Second and 16 from the 50. They need to get to the 29-yard line. Two-man split to the right, one to the left-hand side for Grant's Pass. Still Rosetta in the shotgun. Actually, the pistol. Turns, looks to the sideline, changes the play. Steps up, shares that with his teammates. Stays in the pistol. There's the snap to give to Powers this time. No, it throws the football. Incomplete. Nobody was out there. ...52-28. Offense in a little bit disarray right now. So third and about 15. Third and I would say 16 for the Grants Pass Caveman. Trips to the right-hand side. Five receivers out, two to the other side. There's the snap, and the pass down the right-hand side, incomplete.
Yeah, he had Brevik Hill on the go route. He was the middle of the three receivers on our side, and he had a step on the safety, and Rosetta just overthrew him by a couple yards.
So fourth down, the Cavemen will likely punt this away. 6:45 on the clock. It stopped on the incomplete pass. 52-28. Looks like the Cavemen have basically given up on the running game. And snap from center. Parker Roberts puts his toe to it. High and short. And out of bounds where? They're going to mark it on 35-yard line. So the Falcons get it first and 10 on their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, I'd like to see when the Cavemen get the ball back, I'd like to see them run the football. Even if it's not just to eat some clock off, you're up 24 points and we're still throwing the football. And I'm not a big fan of, you know, that's two out of the four passes that Rosetta threw. They had free shots on him. And, you know, at a 24-point ball game, that's the one guy we don't want to go down.
One man split to the left-hand side for the Falcons. Slot on the right-hand side. Ochoa goes up under center. Two men in the backfield. There's the snap. Rolls to his left-hand side. Looks down the field. Gets the pass away. He's got a man there, and it is out of bounds. Incomplete. So I have Ochoa 3 of 7 throwing the football tonight. 6:30 on the clock. 52-28. And that's going to bring up second down and 10 for the Falcons.
Yeah, nobody really open. Hayden Chase was doing a good job on that receiver. Playing right on his hip. And Ochoa really had nowhere to throw the football. So he kind of just floated it up and just floated it too far and it went out of bounds on him. Good job to keep him in secondary there of staying true to their assignment rather than getting caught in the backfield with their eyes.
Second down and 10 for the Falcons. They break out of the huddle. They'll send one man wide to the left-hand side. Slot on the right-hand side. A two-back set as Ochoa goes back up under center. Takes a snap. Hands it to the tailback. I believe that's Perry. Dives ahead. He'll get a few yards. He'll get out to about the 37-yard line. So he'll get about three.
Yeah, I think the Cavemen defense has done a really good job tonight of doing kind of what we talked about in the keys to the game before the game, was taking away the running game and making them pass it. And by forcing their hand, Cavemen have put them in a lot of third and long, fourth and long situations, and it's just not the way Liberty, you know, wants to or can play football.
Third and 7. One man split in each direction. Again, up under center for Ochoa. Takes it himself, gives it real quickly. back to loss on the play.
Yeah, good job by Connor Johnson shredding the block. They kind of ran a funky-looking stretch play out to the side, and Connor Johnson just got his big old mitts on the guy and just wrestled him to the ground right away.
Yeah. Side markers didn't even move. Fourth down. So Ochoa came to the sidelines, as his instructions. So it's fourth and about seven. Ball on the 38, their own 38-yard line. They're going to split one man to the left-hand side. And Ochoa comes back up under center, one to the right-hand side. Long snap count. Stands, didn't pull the caveman off sides. A timeout has been called, I believe, by the Falcons. 4:57 showing on the clock. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout. Both teams huddled around their respective head coaches right now. It's a fourth down situation. About seven to go for the Falcons. They came up under center, didn't pull a caveman off sides, called a timeout. Now we're right back to see what's going to happen. And I think we're showing a punting formation, a more traditional punting formation. Of course, the caveman pulled off a fake one of those a little while ago, but the caveman have sent a man back deep. And fair catch called for, and it's short and fielded about on the 41-yard line. So Conley pulls it in on the 41-yard line. Caveman take over first down and 10, leading 52-28.
Yeah, now I really, I don't know if we'll see Parker Howe now at quarterback. I'd love to see some of the backups in for the K-men just kind of run the football. Let's get some of this clock ticking off and try to get out of this game. Now that you're up 24 with 5 minutes left, this game is over. And so get out of here with as little injury risk as possible. Yeah, we are going to see Parker Howe.
Howe is coming in at quarterback.
Running back's number 37.
37 for Grants Pass. That's Logan Eldred. So Howe in at quarterback, trips to the right-hand side. One to the left-hand side. Eldred is the tailback. There's the snap. They give to Eldred. Puts his head down. Gets the line of scrimmage. Pushes ahead.
Yeah, and that's what we want to see. Now we want to see the Cayman huddle up.
He gets one.
Yeah, we want to see the Cayman huddle up. We want to see Parker Howe wait until the back judge sticks his hand up to signal the 5 seconds left of the play clock. Take as much clock out of this. First down is great, but, you know, the three running plays and running as much clock off as possible is what the goal is with this series.
Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. Howe in the pistol. Takes a snap, and again, to give to keeps the ball. Flips the ball out right-hand side. First pass and gets close to first down yardage. He'll be just shy of the first down. The pass was complete.
Yeah, they ran an RPO. And he pulled it out of Eldred's stomach, and he actually threw just a quick throw to number 10, Jace McGowan. And that's the beautiful part about the RPO is he read the end, didn't like what the end was doing with the running game, so he pulls it and throws it out to McGowan, and McGowan gets close to a first down here.
Third and one from the 50. Trips to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Howe in the pistol. And tried to pull him off sides, didn't work, looks back to the sideline, shares the signal call, shares it with his teammates, pulls Eldridge up to his left shoulder, there's the snap, keeps it himself, goes to the left-hand side on the run, Parker Howe turns a corner, first down yardage, easily gets out to about the 41-yard line and is dropped there. They'll drop him at the 42, he actually made the 41, but they're going to mark it at the 42.
Yeah, that's a great read by Parker Howe. Again, it's an RPO situation for him. And on that one, all he has to do is read the end, and the end flew down towards Eldred. Parker Howe pulls the football, goes around the end for an easy first down.
First and 10 from the 42 of the Falcons for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Trying to run this clock out here, under 3 minutes to play. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Actually, four out. Pass to flat, right-hand side. It's complete to Eldridge out of the backfield. He pulls out of bounds after a gain of a couple. They're going to mark him in. Did we have a face mask?
I think he just kind of chucked him when he was out of bounds a little bit, it looked like. We couldn't really see it.
Can you use another term other than chucked?
No.
I'm sorry.
It's a good one.
Actually,
going to mark. Going to give the Cayman an automatic first down, though, with the 15 yards. So now, if played right, the Cayman can really run out the clock with 2:40 left in the game, up 24.
So the Cayman up the line of scrimmage quickly, split right, trips the left hand side, and the whistle marks the ball for player, stops everything.
They were stopping everything because the back judge was still over here.
Oh, he's just now catching up.
Yep.
Those older fellas, you know. 2:40 on the clock. Once again, trips to the left-hand side. There's the snap, and they give quickly to Eldridge. Eldridge hits the hole quickly, gets to the 20-yard line, gain of about three or four.
Yeah, and Eldridge only a sophomore as well, so you can add Eldridge to that list of sophomore class. It's a very deep sophomore class for the Cavemen. You know, Weston Berg is only a junior, so we get Berg back next year. You got all your running backs coming back then at that point for the Cavemen, plus your quarterback, plus one of your wide receivers. You know, and you add a couple more that are on the second and third team. And the Cavemen don't lose much at the skill position moving forward towards next year.
Future looks bright ahead. Four receivers out, two to each side. There's the snap to Howe. And it gives the ball off to Eldridge, but Eldridge is caught behind the line of scrimmage, dropped about back on the 30, so he'll lose about eight.
Yeah, and the fans are booing because of the quick whistle, but at this point in the game, with the score and how much time is left, you're definitely going to see a quicker whistle when a guy's up in the air like that just for safety purposes alone.
52-28 the score. Clock is running at a minute 25. Cavemen looking to pick up win number five on the season. That's four in a row. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Howe in the pistol. Eldridge is the tailback. There is the snap. Howe rolls to his right-hand side, passes away as he's hit, and it is intercepted. Yes. But in all fairness, he was hit as he was letting it go.
He got leveled from behind as he's getting ready. He's rolling out, and he tries to step up and set his feet, and he gets leveled from his backside when he goes to throw the football, which made the football kind of float in the air. And just kind of the defender did a good job of going and getting the football before any of the receivers for the Cayman could go get to it.
Clock has stopped at 1 minute. A lot of the fans up and moving around on both sides of the field here. Falcon coaching staff is up and moving around, too. They're packing up. They're in the booth right next to us. Up under center for Ochoa. Spins, gives the ball to the tailback coming to the right-hand side off right tackle. Little or no gain. Ball was on the 15, and that's about where it stays.
Yeah, they got their backup quarterback in, too. Number 36, I believe.
Oh, number 36. He's not even on the roster. He's not even on the roster. So
it's okay. He's not going to throw the football anyways.
They come up the line of scrimmage, split one man to the left-hand side, slot on the right-hand side. And young Mr. Smith, we'll call him, gives the ball off right-hand side. Back comes around the corner, gets the line to gain, and is after about a 12-yard run.
Should be the last 44. Play of the game, I believe, unless Liberty wants to run one more with their backups.
14.8 seconds showing on the clock. It stopped. Man went out of bounds. So one more and we'll call it, folks. Clock is running. Six, five. Better hurry if they want to get this one off. two. There's the snap at the buzzer. Man goes down. Game is over, ladies and gentlemen. Final score, 52-28. The Cavemen pick up win number 5 to go 5-1 on the season. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $7.99. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us. You're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO, Grant Pass, Oregon. Tip of the hat to Abby's Pizza, who brought you the fourth quarter. Give them a call at 476-2133, or just stop by on your way home for a great pizza. We're going to recap tonight's stats, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. Run down the scoring for us, would you, Zach Morgan?
To start off the second half scoring, the Cavemen with 6:40 left in the third quarter. There was an 8-yard touchdown pass from Rosetta to Brevik Hill with a 2-point conversion pass to Brevik Hill as well to make it 38-15 Cavemen. Then with 6:17 left in the third, there was a 10-yard touchdown run by Liberty. The PAT was no good. They had gone for two to make it 38-21 Cavemen. Then with 4:19 left in the third quarter, there was a 41-yard touchdown pass from Rosetta to Brevik Hill. The traditional kick, the PAT, was good to make it 45-21 Cavemen. Then with 2:19 left in the third, there was a 7-yard run by Powers. Another traditional PAT, good to make it 52-21. And then with 1:20 left in the third quarter, there was a 4-yard run by Liberty. The PAT was good to make it 52-28, which that was your final score of 52-28.
All right, we'll run down the individual numbers that we have for you right after this word from the Energy Conservation Specialists.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we have for you, and it's as unofficial as you can possibly get. We had a couple of players for the Falcons. Mr. Smith with about 64 yards. Mr. Perry with about 109 yards. A couple of others picked up some yards, some lost yards. About 185 yards on the ground. Make that 172 yards on the ground, 28 through the air. That's 200 yards. 3 of 7 throwing the football for Ochoa, the other young man quarterback. Let's see. He had 0 for 1. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, unofficially, we have Jordan Rosetta, 25 of 33 and four touchdown tosses and 293 yards tonight. Parker Howe, I think, threw once, was intercepted. Grant's pass on the ground. Mr. Powers didn't achieve 100 yards tonight. I have him for 70, but I also have him for about three touchdowns. Berg for about 5 yards. Eldred picked up, well, he actually ended up losing about eight. Parker Howe did gain 13. Grant's pass generated on the ground a total of 86 yards, 301 yards through the air, 387 yards compared to about 200 yards for the Falcons. And that is generally reflected in the score, 52 to 28. Well, that's the tonight's scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airband, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
You know, every week we try to name a player of the game who really contributed. And sometimes you've heard that number name called a lot. Sometimes you've not heard it called at all, but we have seen it happen on the field. I'm not sure that's not exactly what we'll have tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll reveal, though, our winner of the Caveman Player of the Game after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Our player of the game tonight is was a factor. He's an imposing figure on the field. Plays both offense and defense, but we're really recognizing his defensive efforts tonight. And the tight end, Connor Johnstone, was just all over the place. Thank you very much, Connor Johnstone. Congratulations. You're our player of the game. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Well, as we wrap things up here, I'm not exactly sure what I was expecting tonight, but that was not it. It was fun. It was exciting. It was a great football game. Some strange things happened that we haven't seen happen before, but at the same time, entertaining, and the Cavemen are 5-1 on the season.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have had multiple conversations off the air about this group. And, you know, you had a tough one against North Medford to start the year. A rivalry game to start the year is tough. I think if you played North Medford again now, it's a different ball game. Granted, it's still a loss, so it is what it is. But to lose your first game and to have the leadership amongst this team to rattle off five straight wins, I don't care who you're playing. Five wins at the 6A football level, that is impressive, especially five straight wins. And so for this team to do what they did last year and really struggle, and a lot of those kids come back this year, seem to be rejuvenated. You're 5-1, and now you're heading into the two toughest games of the season, at least on paper. Obviously, we don't know much about Sprague and Sheldon to Sheldon, but now the Cavemen have the ability to take it one game at a time and, you know, kind of tip your cap. You don't want to settle, but regardless of how the next three games go, the Cavemen have a winning record. And that's something that you can't take for granted. And this group is clicking. Even the offense started very slow tonight. They couldn't get things going. They couldn't find rhythm. And it was the defense that comes out, plays really, really well, gives up essentially 20 points total, because I'm not going to punish them for the kickoff return. So they give up 20 points total on a night when I thought it was going to be a little bit of a shootout, and the Cavemen were going to hopefully have the ball last. And so hats off to the Cavemen defense. They played an all-around game. I think, you know, overall, like I said, the offensive wasn't super clean, but you still scored 52 points and you're 5-1 and bring on Sprague.
Now, they hadn't faced a defensive line like that they
absolutely
had before that really got pressure on Rosetta tonight. So he probably learned a lot tonight. Now, as we look ahead to Sprague right here next Friday night, going to be a great football game. Early on, Sprague looked like a real juggernaut, really just rolling through all of the opposition with big scores. And then they beat South Medford last night by only 4 on their field. So suddenly that looks like another winnable game. We don't predict a win, but we say it looks winnable with what we've seen so far. So, folks, KLDR is a place to be next Friday night for a football game right here. Actually, you want to be right here at Mel Engler Field. It's where you want to be. Bring your radio with you. We like that. All right. We need to say a birthday once again to Mr. Dwayne.
Yeah, Mr. Dwayne.
Still with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and hope you had a good birthday.
No doubt a lot. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, for Ryan Deonte, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Brian Deonte, Color Commentary Zach Morgan, I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Cavemen 52 and the Falcons of Liberty High School 28. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.